Gimbal down. All right, this is the time to say goodnight. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
The stadium lights are off, but the studio lights here are on. We're firing up the score machine for the fastest 90 minutes of radio in the state.
Caught at the five, in for a touchdown.
Get ready to hear all the results.
Okay, starting District 1 up north
in District number 2 tonight.
It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show from Radio Iowa, presented by Bex Hybrid. Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now, river to river and border to border, here's Tony Adzani, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell.
And our executive producer, Mr. Joe Millage, and we welcome you to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield, 30-plus radio affiliates statewide, picking up our final show, all the final scores from all the classes every Friday night.
Did he say final show?
Final score.
He just said final show. Okay. I thought there was something maybe the rest of us didn't know.
Okay. Nobody go anywhere.
We still have business to take.
No kidding. We're going to hang everybody off the dry for week 7 and 8.
Already throwing the flags. All right, the coach's hotline
is
always...
You just want to see if we're awake, that's all. That's right.
The coach's hotline is always brought to you by the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com, and the rankings we use each and every Friday night are provided by Radio Iowa at radioiowa.com. Again, scores, affiliate reports, coaches' interviews, and more. Thanks again to Kevin Cunningham, our score importer. We have got a lot of scores already. If you do not hear your score the first time around as we give to you in all 7 classes, you can hit us up at Iowa Scoreboard on X. That's at Iowa Scoreboard on X. Gentlemen, are you ready for another Friday night of scores?
I think this background music kind of gives Tony a little edge.
It's a little more.
I mean, we're week 7. These teams were narrowing down. The unbeatens are starting to dwindle. The tops of the district are starting to pop up there. We've got guys in the combines tonight. We've got guys in the trucks moving grain. I mean, it is go time right now in Iowa, whether you're playing high school football or you're harvesting corner beans right now.
I think this was Goose Egg Friday. This was Blowout Friday. There was a lot of blowouts.
And some big numbers being thrown out.
And by the way, speaking of the farmers out there, thank you for all you do. And I can tell you, as dry as it's been, you know where they're at, because there's nothing but clouds of dust hanging over those fields as we drove around.
Well, and as you're on your way home, there is a lot of farm equipment on the road.
Oh, yeah, be aware of that.
So be careful of that. Some of them not really well lit, but be careful if you're on the way home, farm equipment out on the road.
All right, again, Bex Hybrids will sponsor our Play with Heart each and every week with Todd Kim. This season, Bex is recognizing student athletes who are not just stars in athletics, but players who show heart in school, at work, and in their communities, and in the ag industry. We'll have that coming up here at the first break mark. But let's get right to the scores as we always do. We start.
You're getting ready to start, and I only need one score for 5A. Yeah. So when you get there, if anybody's got Iowa City High and Davenport North, if that one is wrapped up, other than that, we've got all finals for you here in 5A, Tony. Wow.
Again, at Iowa Scoreboard on X, and here's 5A group number one action. And by the way, 5A next week goes to non-group play, and then they finish up in group play. So next week, some big games in non-group play because they'll match up somewhere. In group one tonight, Dowling Catholic topped rank. They took care of Urbandale 49-28. Seventh rated Ankeny Centennial. Hard-fought victory over ninth-rated Waukee as many champs just trying to survive to get to the playoffs in 5A this year. Fifth-rated Johnston takes care of Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 56-7, and it was Sioux City East 52, Des Moines Lincoln 6. In group number three tonight, the lone unbeaten left in Class 5A are the Bulldogs of Bettendorf, so they now own 5A's best winning streak at their 7-0 mark this season, 48-0 shutout of Davenport Central. Again, we need the Iowa City, City High, Davenport North score. And it was Cedar Rapids Kennedy defeating Dubuque Hempstead 45-14. In group number four, number two, West Des Moines Valley took care of Waterloo West. handing 45-0 victory there. Waterloo West falls to 5-2. Valley now 6-1. Ottumwa fell from the ranks of the unbeaten tonight as Waukee Northwest just put a thumping on them, 65-13 in that one. And Marshalltown gets by Ames in that major rivalry, one of the biggest rivalries in the state over the many years, 26-21. Marshalltown the winner. In group number five, fourth-rated Pleasant Valley, 42, Muscatine, 7. It was Davenport West falling to number 6, Lindmar of Marion, 55-3. And Dubuque Senior shut out by Cedar Falls, 38-0, thanks to Mitch Driscoll for that report there. And finishing up in 5A in group number 6, number 8, Iowa City Liberty, 28-20 winners over Ankeny tonight. Cedar Rapids Prairie took care of Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 56-7. And it was Iowa City West, 56, and Cedar Rapids Washington, 21, the finals there. And let's get to District 1 in Class 4A. And again, the rankings we use are those of Radio Iowa throughout the night and each and every week. We need the Storm Lake Denison Sleswig score at Iowa Scoreboard on X. Fort Dodge last night falls to Lamar's 44-37. That game was moved from tonight because of an official shortage. 10th-rated Spencer takes care of Sioux City West 41-0. In District number 2, we need Waverly Shell Rock Mason City final. 5th-rated Decorah remains unbeaten. They took care of Marion 57-14. And we also need the Waterloo East Epworth Western Dubuque final score in 4A. In District number 3, we need the Clinton Burlington score and the North Scott Eldridge Clear Creek Amana score. It was 6th-rated Cedar Rapids Xavier with a shutout over Oskaloosa 35-0. That puts their winning streak in district play now to 25 in a row. In District number 4, number 2 Gilbert, they are no longer unbeaten. Bondurant Farrar, who's played a tough schedule, they outlast Gilbert and the Tigers tonight, 31-28. Last night, Pella improves to 7-0 with a 42-10 win over winless Des Moines Hoover. And Newton took care of Carlisle tonight, 45-11. Class 4A, District number 5, saw 7th-rated ADM of Adel defeat Ballard of Huxley, 28-10. Boone, a 40-0 winner over Des Moines North. And North Polk comes from behind to defeat Indianola tonight to remain unbeaten, 22-21. And in District number 6, finished up in 4A, it was Glenwood 20, Dallas Center Grimes 17. Top-ranked Lewis Central of Council Bluffs was down 17-0 and 21-4. Or 24-7. And they come back to defeat Winterset tonight, 28-24. They have the 4A's best 16-game winning streak still alive. And Norwalk shuts out Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson, 45-0. Those are the 5A and 4A scores. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it'll be our Beck's Hybrids Player with Heart. Again, this season, Beck recognizing all the student-athletes, not just stars in athletics, but players who show heart in school, at work, in their communities, and the ag industry. We'll take a break and thank those listening on KNOD, Cool Gold 105 in Harlan, on KMCH, Eastern Iowa's high school sports play-by-play leader in Manchester, and on KOTM 97.7 in Ottumwa, some of our great affiliates across the state. It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
On your way home from the game, watch for deer. More highlights, scores, coaches, affiliate reports, and more next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you, so you're never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
The Steffes Group, with locations in North Dakota, Minnesota, and right here in our backyard in Iowa, has the upper Midwest covered. The Steffes Group is primarily engaged in the liquidation and management of ag-related assets. They also regularly sell and are readily able to market an array of assets like construction equipment, large estates, and an assortment of business holdings. The Steffes Group has developed their own online auction site with over 85,000 registered bidders. Visit steffesgroup.com for more information and to check out their listings.
You're ready to buy a house. You're ready to settle down. Who do you trust on the other end to get you there? Todd Shelton, Brett Hall Realty in Sheraton. He's been doing what he does for his community for 35 years. So let him show you around your hometown. He's engaged in the lives of children. He volunteers as a referee, and he's a fan. Find Todd Shelton, and you'll find a commitment to finding the perfect home. You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a community with people like Todd Shelton. Call 641-203-2242 and explore Red Hall Realty.
Why are so many people dropping their current internet and switching to Extreme? Not all internet is priced this good. Switch to Extreme, powered by Mediacom today, and get internet 250 for $19.99 a month for a year. No contract required. Hook up your home with powerful whole home Wi-Fi, including advanced security and parental controls. Plus, stay connected with unbeatable network reliability. Not all internet is priced this good. Switch to Extreme today and get download speeds up to 250 meg for $19.99 a month for a year. That's less than a dollar a day. Oh, yeah. Call 844-4FASTER for details. That's 844-4FASTER. Available to new customers only. Download speed may vary and subject to a monthly downstream usage allowance. Advertised price does not include activation, installation, modem rental, taxes, and fees. Price includes a $10 a month credit for auto pay and paperless billing.
In Sioux City and in Sioux Center on KSOU-FM, the voice of Northwest Iowa sports. By the way, a couple more finals we just got in Class 4A. Waverly Shellrock did defeat Mason City 40-15 and Epworth Western Dubuque a 42-10 victory over Waterloo East. That completes our calls of 5A and 4A. We'll get the 3A to 8 player one first time around here in a bit, but right now it's time for our Bex Hybrids Player with Heart preview with Todd Kim.
This season, Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not only a star in athletics, but also a player that shows heart in school, at work, through the community, and in the ag industry. Morgan Brown of Benton Community has not grown up on a farm, but her interest in agriculture began when she took a job on a dairy farm through FFA.
And I just asked my advisor if she knew of any farmers that were looking for workers, and she gave me the contact of my current boss now. And then that's how I started working there on the farm.
Ace Studer of Algona High School already has his own goat herd, which not only taught him the value of hard work, but the business side of agriculture.
I learned a lot from, like, the health of goats and stuff. So if they're sick, you know, like, what shots to give them. I would work with our dad with that. He helped a lot with that. And it's just stuff like that. So I just learned what it takes a lot to do for, like, the production and stuff.
For Jamison Kramersmeyer of North Iowa High School, his first memory of the farm was when his grandfather taught him how to drive a tractor.
It was how to have a hand clutch, so you got to push it forward to make it go forward. And he was letting me do that, and I pushed it forward a little bit too fast, and he popped a wheelie.
For Jace Johnson of Linville Sully, showing pigs has been a tradition in his family since he started at the age of 6.
I just learned from my mom. Just learned from other people around me, other showmen, and obviously the things that the other shows. Like, if a judge sees, like, tells me something, I'm going to take that and find out what I need to fix or what I can change to make me better.
Nominate a student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart. Now back to the scores.
All right, before we get to Class 3A and John Martinson, one more 4A score to pass along. Clinton gets out by Burlington tonight. That final score, 34-32. Let's get to 3A and Mr. John Martinson.
All right, let's start in District 1. The top two teams in that district who are playing for the district title next week both won. Number 4, Sergeant Bluff Luton, 21-0 over Carroll Public. And number 9, Bishop Heelan tonight took care of Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 37-6. Bishop Heelan's Dylan Carr
Barnes kicked a school record 53-yard field goal for the Crusaders, who also got a couple of rushing touchdowns from Kaysen Thomas. The outstanding junior had two rushing touchdowns, also a pick six in that game for the second straight week, and he's getting a lot of looks from D1s. Thanks to Coach Nick McInerney for that information. Also tonight, you had MOC Floyd Valley 35-14 over Sioux Center in District 1. So again, Helan and SBO will play for the district title next week in D1. District 2, Webster City defeated Charles City by a score of 42-21. Clear Lake 36, Hampton Dumont Kell nothing. And the big game tonight, top-ranked Algona, number 5 Humboldt in action tonight. And it was number 5 Humboldt knocking off the top-ranked Bulldogs 21-20. And we are joined in the winner's circle by the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats, Coach Derek Ellman. And Coach, obviously special teams were special tonight. That one point was the difference in this football game.
Yep, at the end of the game, they went for two, and we were able to get a stop, and it was huge. Our kids didn't let them scoring late get to them, and they came up big. You know, Algona went for the win, and it was a great way for us to finish the game because we played tough all night on defense. So really, really proud of the way the kids kept fighting and played that particular play.
Yeah, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. I'm guessing this was a game that had a playoff feel to it.
It absolutely did. When you have two highly ranked teams and it's in the battle for 169, we call it up here, 109 years of tradition. This is the 109 meeting between Algona and Humboldt. So it was a big game, big rivalry. And for the teams to be ranked as high as they were, our kids, I just can't say enough good about them. I'm so proud of them tonight.
We're talking to Humboldt head coach Derek Ellman. Coach Ellman, congratulations on the win tonight. You did get to have Algona at home. Next week, you guys got to get on the bus and head over to Clear Lake. So talk about not having a letdown week here this week, and you guys get back to work here come Sunday.
Absolutely, and Clear Lake is another really, really good team, and we've got to be prepared for Monday's practice. There's no way we can let up at all. We've just got to come ready to go on Monday, get in film, and get ready to play another really, really good football team.
Yeah, next week it's Wildcats and Lions. Oh, my. Should be another great football game. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win, and hopefully we're talking to you down the road as far as the postseason. Again, great win tonight, and keep them going.
Thank you. Appreciate you giving us a call.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Derek Ellman, the head coach of the Humboldt Wildcats, 21-20 over previously unbeaten and top-ranked Algona and the Bulldogs. Our coach's hotline coming away for the Steffes Group. For 65 years, the Steffes Group is one of the nation's fastest-growing auction companies with locations all throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region. Visit them at steffesgroup.com. As we head back to 3A, and that wraps up District 2. District 3 tonight, we have two scores in. Third-ranked Waller Catholic of Dubuque, 17-14. An overtime win over West Delaware. It was number 8 Independence, 69-0 over Maquoketa. Need a score on Central DeWitt, Center Point, Urbana. That's the only 3A score I don't have right now are the Sabres and Storm and Pointers. District 4 tonight, 7th-ranked Mount Vernon over Fort Madison, 56-7. Davenport Assumption, 34-6 over Washington. And it was Mount Pleasant, 34-27 over Keokuk. In District 5, Williamsburg improving to 6-1 for veteran coach Kurt Ritchie. The number 2 Raiders over number 6 Zola. And rolling over the Spartans 42-13. Number 10, Benton Community, a big win for the Bobcats tonight as they keep playoff hopes alive 38-7 over Grinnell and the Tigers tonight at Van Horn. And Fairfield came from two touchdowns back in the first half to defeat South Tama 33-29. That game played at Fairfield. A battle Trojans tonight between the South Tama and Fairfield Trojans. In District 5 tonight, it was Perry falling to Atlantic 35-14. Three things guaranteed in Creston tonight. Death Taxes and Panthers would win. Creston, the team in red and black, winning 70-0 over Knoxville. And it was Harlan, a field goal better than Nevada tonight. And a close ball game contested at Merrill Field in Shelby County. KNOD's Tony Correa has a report on the Cyclones and the Cubs.
In a fight for their playoff lives, Harlan Community comes away with a 24-21 victory over Nevada on their home field at Merrill Field in Harlan tonight. A huge win for the Cyclones as they got the scoring early in this one. An 85-yard touchdown run by quarterback Gabe Arkfeld on a quarterback keeper on the first play on offense, and the Cyclones would take a 7-0 lead. After forcing the Cubs to punt, it would be a short field for the Cyclones. They would have the ball on the 32-yard line. And Lucas Francis would score from 32 yards out. Two offensive plays, and the Cyclones had a 14-0 lead. But then Nevada would come back. They would score 21 answered points as Anthony Eden would score on a one-yard touchdown run, finishing off a 7-play, 66-yard drive to cut the deficit to 14-7, and then they would tie it up after Drake Henson would hit Gavin Eglin, a wide receiver to a wide receiver pass, and that would give this game a tie game from 28 yards out to make it 14-14 at the end of one quarter of play. And then the Cubs would go on a 15-play, 80-yard drive, ending in a 7-yard touchdown run for Anthony Eden, his second of the game, 21-14, then Nevada with the lead. But the Cyclones, with 5:13 remaining in the first half, would go on an 8-play, 82-yard drive of their own, ending in a 38-yard touchdown pass, Gabe Arkbell to Joseph Rice. That would tie the game at 21. The defenses would be prevalent in the second half. The Cyclones would fumble the ball, but they would force a punt after that fumble, and they would get the ball back with 4:10 remaining in the third quarter, and they would end up getting a 31-yard field goal from Nolan Schwery to take a 24-21 lead. The Cyclones would then throw an interception, Nevada, though, could not move the ball from the Harlan 37-yard line. Cyclones hold, and then to end the game, they would get an interception by Dallas McDowell to seal it, and the Cyclones would get the victory here tonight as they improve to 4-3 on the season, 2-1. In district play, Nevada falls to 5-2 and 2-1 in conference play. For Radio Iowa and Kennedy Radio, this is Tony Gurria for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
So a big win there, 24-21. A tough, long road trip back for Nevada. We're traveling about halfway to Madison after that game. 24-21, Harlan. That wraps up the scores in Class 3A, Tony.
All right, we still have 288 player to get first time around. We'd like to thank those listening on KICD, your information station in Spencer. That's 102.5 FM and AM 1240, along with Big Country 107.7. On KUOO, 103.9 FM, Campus Radio in Spirit Lake, and in Storm Lake, KYLFM Mix 101.7. And by the way, speaking of Storm Lake, they're victorious tonight. We just got that final in over Dennis and Sleswig, 36-27. We'll take a break. It's more of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
More Shockers, highlights, interviews, news and final scores are next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At Community First Credit Union, you can get $1,000 off closing costs when you get a new mortgage loan with us. A savings like that can really make a difference for you. Plus, we offer great rates and local lenders you can trust. Get details online at c1stcu.com/home and apply today using our CFirst mortgage app or stop by any of our locations. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with help from Menards. Update any room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl and waterproof vinyl plank to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has a perfect flooring option for you. Nautical Escape laminate flooring is beautiful with its realistic hardwood design. It's waterproof, making it an ideal choice for active households. Visit Menards.com to shop our great selection of Tarkett flooring, plus other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Phantom Fall Fest is back at Adventureland, taking screams to the extreme with terrifying haunted houses, spine-tingling scare zones, and your favorite Adventureland rides in the dark. Play all day, fright all night at Phantom Fall Fest. Select days through October 27th. There's horror around every corner at Adventureland, the home of Iowa's best chills. Get 50% off tickets online now.
Absolute Cleaning Systems, serving southern and central Iowa with locations in Albia and Des Moines, and family owned and operated since 2014. Absolute Cleaning Systems, best service, best pricing, and best value. We are a full service cleaning company specializing in carpet and all flooring, also offering commercial janitorial cleaning for your business. Simply put, it's cleaning the way you want it done, combining the best equipment and knowledge with the best technicians and superior service. Schedule your appointment today by visiting AbsoluteCleaningSystems.com.
Keeping you company on your drive home from the game. Let's get back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrid. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
All right, welcome back to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Atzeni, and Joe Millage, our executive producer, and we appreciate those listening on K-Way AM 1470 and 96.3 FM, K-Way Sports Network in Waverly, and in Webster City on KQWC Q95, two more of our great affiliates.
From the gun, Nevada not known for their passing game, looking to try and do this. Cyclones are going to hold on for this one.
Oh,
36 seconds to go. What a play by the Cyclone defense.
Ah, we love when our affiliates send us those play-by-play snippets of their games tonight. And that was Tony Correa and Joe Hazy on the call for KNOD. That game-sealing interception by Dallas.
Nothing hazy about that.
No. Tony acts like Harlan never wins a football game.
Yeah, they won tonight 24-21 over Nevada.
All right, let's get to Class 2A. And the ref is ready to throw his flags on this class.
Well, and there's going to be a lot of people here tomorrow probably yelling about Cyclone defense as well. So Cyclone defense is showing up here on Friday night. Let's take a look at Class 2A here tonight. Let's start in District 1. Good place to start. And that's where number 2, West Line of Inwood, they moved to 7-0 on the season with the 50-0 shutout of Sheldon. Central Line, George Little Rock, big over Western Christian, 23-7. And shout out to Neil Cruz on the score here. Cherokee over Unity Christian, 26-14, final in District 1. Moving to District 2, and that's where KUOO's Jason Jacobs has the report tonight as Spirit Lake took on Garner Hayfield Ventura. Here's Jason Jacobs. I think we have Jason Jacobs. Maybe not.
We're having a little trouble with that. We'll come back to it. Sorry about that.
That's all right. The rest of District 2, so that's all. Well, in District 2 there, number 1, Spirit Lake, they defeated Garner Hayfield Ventura tonight 49-6. Okoboji Milford over Clarion Goldfield Dallas 49-21, and it took two overtimes at Esterville Lincoln Central, but Forest City comes away with the victory tonight 33-27. District 3, and that's where Osage beat Waukon tonight 42-6. Crestwood Cresco won better than New Hampton 28-27. And number 7, North Fayette Valley did not play tonight as Old Line forfeited tonight's game in District 3. Let's move down to District 4, and that's where unbeaten number 6 Northeast Goose Lake, they moved to 7-0, 28-21 over Tipton tonight. Monticello over West Liberty, 36-14. It was Anamosa over Comanche, 49-14 in District 4. District 5, West Burlington Notre Dame rolled over to Albia and the Blue Demons tonight, 49-7. Shout-out to Mark Behrens for reporting this final as Mid Prairie over Central Lee tonight, 48-14. Mid Prairie wins it tonight. And Mediapolis over Davis County Bloomfield, 49-20. Let's jump back up to District 2, and that's where Jason Jacobs had this report from KUOO.
Spirit Lake defeats Garner Hayfield Ventura tonight 49-13. Indians score on their first possession of the game was a 5-yard touchdown catch by Dylan Stecker to make it 7-0. GHV goes 3 and out, but they get an interception. Carter Dadema returns it to the Spirit Lake 28-yard line, and 5 plays later, GHV finds the end zone on a 10-yard touchdown catch by Gabe Coons to make it 7-6. Spirit Lake responds on their ensuing possession with an 8-play drive, 80 yards. It was a 32-yard touchdown catch by Tate Orpin from quarterback Cade Lunt to make it 14-6. Indians would add a touchdown early second quarter on a 21-yard touchdown catch by Ethan Stecker to make it 21-6. And then later they added a 3-yard touchdown run by Will Ditsworth and a 4-yard touchdown run by the quarterback Cade Lunt. It was 35-6 Spirit Lake at halftime. Indians would add two more scores by the Steckers in the second half, and GHV would get their final score on a 62-yard run by Lucas Krall with 6:49 to go in the ballgame. Some totals in this one for Spirit Lake. Cade Lunt was 12 of 17 passing. He threw 4 touchdowns and ran for another, had 1 interception in the ballgame. Spirit Lake totals on the evening, 405 yards of offense compared to 116 for Garner Hayfield Ventura. Again, Spirit Lake wins this one 49-13 over Garner Hayfield Ventura. For Radio Iowa and KUOO, this is Jason Jacobs on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks, Jason, for that report there. Let's jump down to District 6, and that's where number 3, PCM Monroe, they moved to 7-0 on the season, beating number 9, West Marshall State Center, 49-7. The other final in District 6 that I have, Jessup over Iowa Falls, Alden, 35-6. In District 7, that's where number 4, Van Meter, the Bulldogs, moved to 6-1 as they roll over Centerville, 54-0. Lorinda over Sheraton.
Score alert.
Final score needed in Class 5A, just reported in by Kevin Cunningham. 10th rated Iowa City City High defeated Davenport North, 56-27.
All right, let's jump back into District 7, and that's where Clarinda over Sheraton tonight, 47-7. I-35 and the Roadrunners, they run past Clark of Osceola, 42-6 in District 7. District 8, number 5, Kemper Catholic of Carroll, they defeat Sadell tonight, 28-21. It was Greene County over Southeast Valley, 10-7. And KQWC's Quinn Douglas was at Roland Story tonight as number 8, Roland Story, took on number 10, Des Moines Christian. Here's Quinn Douglas.
Roland Story defeats Des Moines Christian in a top 10 battle in Class 2A on Friday night. The 8th ranked Norseman defeat Des Moines Christian, ranked number 10, 28-21. Roland Story got scoring started in the first quarter with Sam Knoll touchdown pass to Luke Thorson from 22 yards out to make it 7-0. The Lions would answer at the end of the first quarter off a jet each quarterback keep for a 1-yard touchdown run to tie it up at 7-7. Roland Story would take off half the second quarter in the back half of the frame. With a minute to go, Ben Mazik scored from a 1-yard run to put the Norseman up 14-7, but DMC answered with 13 seconds left in the first half. A 20-yard touchdown pass from Jet Each to John Dewin to tie the game up for 14-14 at halftime. Roland Story, both teams would go four, get turnovers on downs to start the second half. Sam Knoll then found Heston McElrath with 2:34 to go in the third quarter on a 22-yard touchdown pass to make it 21-14. The Norseman then punched in what would be the decisive touchdown on a 12-yard run by Cody Long to make it 28-14. DMC would score with 1:26 left on a Davis Takaim 8-yard run to make it 28-21, with the Norseman will recover the onside kick to clinch the 2 seed out of Class 2A District 8 with that 28-21 win. Roland Story wraps up the regular season next week when they travel to Sadell. Des Moines Christian wraps up the regular season with a road trip to Greene County next Friday night. Reporting for the Radio Iowa High School School Board Show and KQWC, this is Quinn Douglas.
It sounds like Quinn Douglas, a little bit of a party happening maybe in the press box after that one. So, but yeah, big win tonight. Roland Story defeats Des Moines Christian tonight, 49-0 there. No, that's not right. That is not right. I know it's
28-21.
28-21 was the final there. There's something jacked up in that. 28-21, so good score there. But those are all finals in Class 2A.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 1A, A and A player, first time around, still to go. We thank those listening on KIIC, Thunder Country in Albion, 96.7 FM, on KLGA-FM, Hometown Radio in Algona. In Atlantic, it's Southwest Iowa's Classic Rock on KSWI-FM. And in Audubon, KSOM-FM, all the best country. We'll take a break. It's the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama, we've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrid. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you are never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
This is Nate Ammons with United Country Real Estate.
We know the sale and purchase of ag land or recreational property is a big deal. Whether you're looking to buy or sell country homes, farms, hunting land, or any other type of lifestyle property, United Country has the ground covered. Our national marketing program, paired with our local family-owned brokerage, makes United Country Southern Iowa's number one source for ag land and recreational property. View our listings or learn more at uciowa.com.
Hi, this is Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. We are excited to announce our new partnership with LifeServe Blood Center, ranked as one of the top 15 blood centers in the country, and will be the sole supplier of blood and blood products to MCHC. As a community-based blood center, LifeServe hosts blood drives in the communities where that blood will go back into the area hospitals, making sure your donation always stays local. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where healthcare is made personal.
Albia Chamber Main Street invites you to experience Albia. Shop, eat, and enjoy in our downtown district. Our local shops and restaurants and independent businesses are ready for you. So whether you're looking for a new outfit or home decor, unique gift idea, sweet treat, gift card, or a place to gather with friends and family, support local. Show your love to the businesses that support our community by following, engaging, and sharing their social media content, subscribe to their emails, or refer your friends and family. For more information about our upcoming events, local amenities, or great places to visit, check out our website, albiachambermainstreet.org, and follow us on Facebook.
Need to clean out mom and dad's house? Do you have a construction project and don't know where to discard all the excess? You need AP roll-offs. 15 and 20 yard dumpsters make these and other cleanup jobs easy. They'll haul away your troubles. Perfect for both commercial and residential, offering fast service and a veteran's discount. Search AP roll-offs online or call 641-856-9988. 641-856-9988. Haul away your troubles with AP roll-offs.
The boys of fall have left the field. So what happened tonight on the turf? We got you covered. Back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
Verge will give to Marshall. Marshall runs right side and he has a hole. Marshall across the 35. Breaks the tackle to the 40. Down the sideline and there goes Marshall. He's the 20. Runs over a man. He's the 15-yard line. Why go around the defender when you can go through the defender?
Don't stand on the tracks.
Yeah, Tyler Lance, KLGA. That was Garrigan taking on GTRA, Tony.
All right, we've gotten through 5A to 2A first time around. And if you missed him, we'll be back to do it again second time around. But let's finish up. 1A, A and A player to start it all off, John Martinson.
All right, in District 1, a battle of top 10 teams in District 1. It was number 9, Hinton, getting the nod over number 4, OABCIG, 19-13 for the number 9 Blackhawks in that victory. Also tonight, Ridgeview, the Raptors, 22-7 over West Sioux of Hay-Warden. Need a score on Lawton Bronson, MVAOCOU, at Iowa Scoreboard on X, formerly Twitter, please. We've got two of the three scores in District 2. You've got number 3, Emmitsburg, 64-0 over Eagle Grove. Sioux Central of Sioux Rapids, 43-6 over Pocahontas area. We need a score on East Sac County, Manson, Northwest Webster. We've got all the scores in District 3. It was 5th-ranked Dyke, New Hartford, 42-0 over Appleton and Parkersburg. Wolverines go to 6-1 on the year. MFL Marmac, 42-6 over Denver. And Sumner, Fredericksburg, 54-12 over Central Springs. District 4 tonight, Grundy Center extends the win streak to 33 straight in the victory column for the Spartans, 41-13 over Albernette. It was number 10, South Hardin, holding off Hudson, 34-21. And Columbus Catholic of Waterloo, surprising East Marshall, 26-21 that game in LeGrand tonight. In District 5, we have two of the three scores. Beckman Catholic did the same. Surprise number 6, Regina of Iowa City in the back of Battle of Catholic Schools, 28-15 that game played in Dyersville tonight. Number 2, Wilton stayed unbeaten, 39-20 for the Beavers as they beat West Branch tonight. And in District 6 tonight, it was Pella Christian, 62-6 over Cardinal of Eldon. Pleasantville, 48-22 over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And number 7, Sigourney, Keota, 62-26 over Colfax Mingo. We have just one score in District 7 to this point. Grandview Christian of Des Moines, 48-8 over Nottoway Valley. Need scores in Ogden, West Central Valley, and South Hamilton and Woodward Granger. In District 8, 8th-ranked Trainer over Shenandoah, 36-6. It was Underwood, 41-6 over Missouri Valley. Need a score on AHSTW and Red Oak. Those are the scores in Class 1A.
And by the way, to report those at Iowa Scoreboard on X, that's Iowa Scoreboard. Let's get to Class A and the ref, Wendell Campbell.
Give a little context. jumping back into 3A, this Algona and Humboldt. So Algona starting quarterback Alex Mansky, he missed the majority of the second half with his arm in a sling.
Oh, my.
His sophomore brother finished the game at quarterback and led the late scoring drive with a two-point conversion that failed. So what a heck of a game. Sophomore brother stepping in for big brother and giving Algona a chance to win that
Alex
game.
Alex Mansky is an Iowa State commit, is my understanding.
Yeah, so let's jump into Class A. Was that right? Is that the one you wanted to hear? Class A?
Yeah.
Let's do Class A.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Class A, District 1. That's where number 9, Galen Catholic, they had they traveled over to South O'Brien tonight. Daniel Versteg and KLEM has this report as Galen Catholic defeated South O'Brien tonight.
9th-ranked Galen Catholic put on a rushing clinic to defeat South O'Brien tonight in Paulina by a final score of 56-21. Galen Catholic did not move the ball at all through the air. They ran one passing play, and it was incomplete. They ran a ton of running plays and did very well with them. 497 yards rushing for Galen Catholic as a team, led by a majority total from Cole McCarty. He had 12 carries at the quarterback position for 302 yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. He becomes just the 3rd Galen Catholic player in program history and the 2nd this season to rush for over 300 yards in a single game. Cale Pearson is the other Jay that's run for 300 yards this season. Tonight, he ran for 14 carries and 157 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jake Bogan at 8 carries for 29 yards and 2 scores as well. Galen Catholic now is 6-1 on the season, 5-0 in the district. They've won 6 games in a row, and with some help around Class A District 1, Galen Catholic has clinched the Class A District 1 championship. It's the program's first district title since 2011. For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, this is Daniel Versteg with KLEM and the Mars.
And I'm going to give a shout-out to my buddy DJ, who is driving tonight, as he's got a game out in Central Kansas tomorrow afternoon. So he worked a high school game in Iowa here tonight. He's in the car. He just texted, "Hey, I'm getting out of Des Moines, headed toward Lamoni. Where can I catch you guys across the state?" And I sent him a couple stations down that way. So shout-out to my buddy DJ. He's going to be in the car for a little while yet tonight. So Class A, District 1, here's some other finals. Akron-Westfield over Alta Aurelia, 29-15. Akron, it was Sibley over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 49-14. In non-district action, MMCRU defeated Westwood tonight, 41-18. District 2, some good teams here in District 2. Number 2, West Hancock of Britt, your reigning champion in Class A. They moved to 7-0 with a 60-6 victory over Lake Mills. Number 4, St. Ansgar rolls over West Fork tonight, 53-0. Non-district, Bellman Columbia over AGWSR, 26-21. And it took overtime for North Union to be 1 point better than Newman Catholic, 29-28. District 3, number 10, Nashua Plainfield, upended tonight by North Butler Green, 22-0 North Butler. North Tama defeated tonight by South Winneshiek, 44-36. Wapsie Valley rolls over BCLUW in the Comets tonight, 46-0. District 7, that's where number 7, Northland Troy Mills move. They were defeated tonight as another unbeaten goes down. Maquoketa Valley got the better part of them tonight, 35-16. Let's see. District 5, the finals that we have there. Oh, here's one that just popped in District 4. East Buchanan over Clayton Ridge, 33-14. District 5 tonight, thanks to my buddy Todd Parker that was working that game tonight. Pekin defeats Wapello, 56-0. Columbus Community over Van Buren County, 48-7. And Highland Riverside, 41-6 winners over Loiza Muscatine. District 6. Let's go to that one. ACGC, your number 1 team in Class A. They moved to 7-0 with a 40-14 defeat of Mount Air here tonight. That's a non-district game. Linville Sully and the Hawks over Martinsdale St. Mary's, 48-7. Wayne of Corden over Central Decatur, 30-6. And it was a non-happy homecoming at North Mahaska tonight as the Madrid Tigers get the better part of the Warhawks, 41-6 Madrid. District 7, number 6, IKM Manning gets the win tonight, 13-6 over Southwest Valley. Riverside over Earlham, 41-6. And South Central Calhoun, 41-12 winners over Panorama, Panora in District 7. Two finals in District 8. Number 8, Tri-Center Neola upends Woodbury Central tonight, 34-8. And Logan Magnolia, 14-10 winners over St. Albert Council Bluffs, all finals in A. We've got to move to A player here. Move to A player. Let's jump to District 1 there. And that's where Bishop Garrigan of Algona, KLGA, has this report tonight as Bishop Garrigan defeats GTRA 52-38.
Tyler Lance reports. reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. It was a homecoming showdown at Bishop Garrigan's Conway Field tonight as the 6-0 Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears took on the 6-0 GTRA Titans. Final score 52-38 in favor of Bishop Garrigan. GTRA started off the game throwing down the gauntlet on the very first offensive snap as Casey Huff found Jackson Schnell for a 57-yard touchdown. A two-point conversion gave GTRA an 8-0 lead, a lead they would hold throughout the rest of the first half. Later, if the Titans leading 16-14 and Bishop Garrigan driving inside the red zone, Caleb Sweden intercepted a pass by Tate Furch. Then GTRA connected on another long touchdown pass, Casey Huff finding Jackson Schnell for 59 yards, giving the Titans a 24-14 lead. Bishop Garrigan would answer before halftime, however, as they drove down the field, with Tate Furch hitting Owen Murphy on a 25-yard pass with 1:06 to go until halftime, making the score 24-20 in favor of GTRA at intermission. Bishop Garrigan got the ball to begin the second half and used a steady diet of Ethan Marceau to drive down the field. Marceau would cap off the drive with a 3-yard rushing touchdown, giving Bishop Garrigan their first lead of the ballgame, 28-24. There would be three lead changes in the third quarter. The second lead change of the third quarter came when GTRA connected on a 25-yard touchdown pass, Casey Huff to Caleb Sweden, making the score 32-28 Titans. Golden Bears answered back on their very next drive, Trayton Sink capping off the scoring drive with a 3-yard touchdown run as the Golden Bears took a 36-32 lead into the fourth. Then late in the fourth quarter, Bishop Garrigan leading 44-38, and GTRA with one last possession to try to tie or win the game. Ethan Marceau put the final nail in the coffin, taking a pick six to the house and giving Bishop Garrigan a 52-38 victory. With the win, Bishop Garrigan is now 7-0 on the season, and they clinch the District 2 title. GTRA falls to 6-1. Reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance.
Thanks for that report there, Tyler.
Don't quiz him on a team's mascot name. He knows all of them. Here's John Martinson.
John, you have a scoring update.
I do. Bellevue 42-35 over Starmont in Class A. This is one of those out-of-this-world type games. Bellevue, the Comets over the Stars of Starmont. So there you go.
Interesting. Let's jump back into eight-player. I actually skipped District 1. District 1, number 3, Remsen St. Mary's over Woodbine tonight, 46-32. Good ranked teams there. Remsen's St. Mary's stays unbeaten at 7-0. Booyer Valley over Sioux Lane Christian, 47-12 tonight. Arweva and the Rockets, they rocketed past New Fonda tonight, 34-13. District 2, the other game we have there, North Iowa over Harris Lake Park, 46-40. District 3, number 4, Don Bosco remains unbeaten, 7-0, 62-0 over Turkey Valley Jackson Junction. We've got Kayway and Taylor Nitz reporting on this one from Don Bosco in Gilbertville.
The third-ranked Don Bosco Dons hosted Turkey Valley tonight in the Kayway Game of the Week. But the Dons made sure it wasn't much of a game at all. I mean, this one was over in the first quarter, quite frankly. Don Bosco got out to a 35-0 lead in the first quarter. I'll be quite frank with you. It's the first time I've ever done a game that had continuous clock in the first quarter of play. The Dons would get to three touchdowns in the game from Ty Christensen. They get two more from Kyler Knack, their quarterback. They get a touchdown from the Blues brothers, Ben Ballou and Zach Ballou. Both had a touchdown for Don Bosco. Aiden Hellman also had a touchdown, and Vincent Pringer, despite a broken hand, he had a touchdown run as well. Pringer hit 8 extra points as well, kicked the ball through the end zone. The Dons dominated offense, defense, special teams. They dominate and win it 62-0 over Turkey Valley. Reporting for Kayway Radio, I'm Taylor Nitz.
Thanks for that update here, Taylor Nitz. The other final, District 3, we have tonight, Riceville over Waterloo Christian, 57-0. District 4, and that's where the Rebels of Gladbrook-Rhinebeck get the win tonight, 49-8 over Clarkville. GMG Garwin rolls over Meskwaki Settlement, 52-0. District 5, Edgeworth-Colesburg, 84-31, winners over Calamus-Wheatland. Central City over Lone Tree Lions tonight, 64-8. In District 6, the Iowa Valley the Tigers there, they stay unbeaten at 7-0 with a 74-36 victory over HLV Victor. Waco got the win tonight over English Valley, 60-12 in a non-district action. Winfield Mount Union over Mormon Trail, 68-8. District 7 saw Belle Plaine win tonight over Twin Cedars, 88-0. BGM, this is like a basketball district here. BGM Brooklyn throws up 95 on Melcher Dallas. They get the win, 95-6. Montezuma over Baxter, 55-44. 99 total points scored there. And then there's one game that will be played tomorrow out of District 7, and that is New London will travel to Moravia in District 7 action for tomorrow. District 8, and this one's a juggernaut of a district here. Number 2, Lennox moves to 7. 7-0 with a 55-8 victory over number 10, Southeast Warren. Gives Southeast Warren their first loss on the season. Number 7, Bedford over Lamoni tonight, 77-0. Three ranked teams in that District 8 player here this week. District 9 saw Audubon and the Wheelers roll past Collins Maxwell, 36-24. St. Edmund Fort Dodge over Colonesco, 43-6. District 10, East Mills over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 50-44. Sydney over Stanton Essex, 62-20. And your final scoring in 8 player tonight, District 10, Fremont Mills over Camavinita, 40-28. All finals in 8 player football.
All right, we've gone through 5A all the way to 8 player one time around. We'll start it all over again here after this break. Thanks to those on AM 1590, 101.5 FM, KWBG in Boone, and KCHE, classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s in Cherokee and in Clinton on KROS, AM 1340 and 105.9 FM. Back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, and we're powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Craig Ford is more than just the name of our business. It's my name and my reputation. Craig Ford is committed to providing you with the highest in customer service and the peace of mind in knowing we won't be beat on price. Check out our website at craigford.com and compare our prices with our competitors. Craig Ford won't be beat on price. Let me say that one more time. Craig Ford won't be beat on price.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that crop farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your crop farm deserves.
Contact Christy Tarr, agent, or Emma Ratliff, 641-673-8965 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids. Now back to the gang for more exciting results from around the great state of Iowa.
All right, Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, yours truly, Tony Etzeni, as Joe Millage produces. Again, we started the night with 30 unbeaten teams in all 7 classes. We're down to 25 unofficially from my count. Let's get to 5A, second time around, and in Group 1 tonight. Top-ranked Dowling Catholic, 49, Urbandale, 28, 7th-rated Ankeny Centennial, 45-3 over Des Moines Roosevelt, and last night, Sioux City North took care of Des Moines East, 37-0. In Group number 2, the 3-time defending champs, Rams of Southeast Polk, defeated number 9, Waukee, 31-28. Number 5, Johnston, 56-7 winners over Abe Lincoln of Council Bluffs. And it was Sioux City East, 52, Des Moines Lincoln, 6. In group number 3, now the 5A's best 7-game winning streak belongs to Bettendorf. The only unbeaten left, 3rd-rated Bettendorf, 48-0 over Davenport Central. Number 10, Iowa City High. And oh boy, my fingers just got fat here, Joe. Let me run this thing back up here. Iowa City High, they were a winner tonight. I know that.
Here over Davenport North, 56-27
Thank
there.
You. Yep. And Dubuque-Hempstead falls to Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 45-14. Group number 4, number 2, West Des Moines Valley, 49, Waterloo West, 0. Waukee Northwest, 65, Ottumwa, 13. And Ames falls to Marshalltown, 26-21. In group number 5, number 4, Pleasant Valley, 42, Muscatine, 7. It was number 6, Linmar of Marion, 55-3 over Davenport West. And Dubuque Senior was shut out by Cedar Falls, 38-0. And finishing up 5A, group number 6, 8th 8th-rated Iowa City Liberty defeated Ankeny 28-20. Cedar Rapids Prairie 56, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 7, and Iowa City West defeated Cedar Rapids Washington by the score 56-21. Let's get to Class 4A in District Number 1, where Dennis and Sleswig falls to Storm Lake 36-27. Last night, Fort Dodge loses to Lamar's 44-37, and 10th-rated Spencer tonight shuts out Sioux City West by the score of 41-0. District Number 2 saw Waverly Shell Rock take on Mason City. Matt Ray with K-Way with the call.
Matt Ray reporting from Gohawks Stadium, where the Waverly Shell Rock Gohawks took on the Riverhawks of Mason City. Waverly Shell Rock would be victorious in this one 40-15. It was the Gohawks' first game against a team that is not ranked or has not been ranked ever. And it was close for a little while with 11:52 to go in the second quarter. Mason City scored, making it 13-8. It would stay that score until 7:46 to go in the second period. And then it was never close again. The next touchdown for Mason City came with 1:36 to go when it was already decided, as the Gohawks just really leaned on them. The offensive line for Waverly Shock played exceptionally well. Wesley Hubbard, who had been out for 4 weeks due to a lacerated spleen and kidney, was back in at quarterback. The coach's son looked really good with a touchdown early on in the football game. Ethan Bibler scored another 3 touchdowns, his 3rd game this year with 3 rushing touchdowns, but in the end, it was just Waverly Shell Rock, a much better team than Mason City, who's got some really good stud athletes, just not enough to hang with the Gohawks, who moved to 4-3 overall and 2-1 in this district, as they, Western Dubuque and Decorah, will be battling for district supremacy. We'll see which one of those teams, maybe all three, will make the playoffs. Again, 40-15, Waverly Shock wins over Mason City. I'm Matt Ray reporting for the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show.
And that team he was discussing, number 5, Decorah, remains unbeaten with a 57-14 win over Marion. And it was Epworth Western Dubuque, number 9, rated 42-10, as they beat Waterloo East. In District number 3 in Class 4A, Clinton outlasted Burlington 34-32, number 8, North Scott of Eldridge, 28-7 winners over Clear Creek of Mana, and Oskaloosa was shut out by 6th-rated Xavier of Cedar Rapids, 35-0. In District number 4, number 2, Gilbert, no longer unbeaten, as Bonner and Farrar and the Blue Jays, 31-28 winners. Pella remains unbeaten, number 3, Pella, 42, and Des Moines Hoover, 10, that was last night, and Carlisle falls to Newton, 45-11. 4A District 5 saw Ballard of Huxley defeated by number 7, ADM, 28-10, and Boone shuts out Des Moines North 40-0, and 4th-rated North Polk stays unbeaten, coming back over Indianola 22-21. District number 6, Glenwood 20, Dallas Center Grind 17, Winterset falls to number 1, Lewis Central 28-24, and Norwalk shuts out Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 45-0.
All right, in Class 3A quickly, District 1, 4th-ranked Sergeant Bull of Luton 21-0 over Carroll Public, 9th-ranked Bishop Heelan of Sioux City 37-6 over Boyden Hall Rock Valley, and MOC Floyd Valley 35-14 over Sioux Center. District 2 tonight, it was top-ranked Algona falling to number 5, Humboldt, 21-20. Webster City over Charles City, 42-21. And Clear Lake, 36-0 over Hampton Dumont Cal. And District 3, it was third-ranked Waller Catholic of Dubuque in overtime, 17-14 over West Delaware. And Independent, 69-0 over Maquoketa.
All right, that's the scores up to now. We still will finish up 3A, 2A, 1A, and 8 player here after we come back. Thanks for those listening on the river in Decorah and Waukon, KDEC, 94.9 FM and 99.1, and on the Hive in Denison, KDSN. More of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 after this timeout.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. Owned and operated by Aaron Conley, Dennis Conley, and Larry Price, serving all of southern Iowa and northern Missouri. For years, two family-owned businesses have been serving this community, and now they're introducing their newest business, offering roll-off dumpsters for construction, commercial, and residential. Whether it's small cleanup or a major project, they've got the right dumpster for the job. Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. The best price guaranteed. You've heard us talk about Copeland Auto Body in Hedrick for many years. Well, now the Copelands have opened a second location. Copeland Collision Center is now open in Oskaloosa, located across from Mahaska Bottling, with 24-hour towing, loaner and rental cars, and, of course, excellent auto body work. And they work with all insurance companies to get your vehicle turned around quick. Copeland Collision Center, 676-6060. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland's, one of two locations, Hedrick and now Oskaloosa.
Hi, I'm Mike Madison with Zero Connect in Albia. Zero Connect is a custom cable assembly manufacturer of fiber and copper products for voice, data, and video applications. Due to growth and demand, we are now hiring qualified individuals for our production team for first and second shift. Zero Connect is looking for dedicated individuals who are open to working for a fast-paced and fulfilling environment. If you are looking for a rewarding career, let us be your first choice. Apply online at ZeroConnect.com. That's ZeroConnect.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Katie McDonald, branch manager of People's State Bank and office of South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Are you looking to purchase something new or new to you this year? Come see me for all your lending needs. Looking for a new car or recreational vehicle? We have some great rates. Looking to purchase or refinance your home? We have financing for that too, and some of the lowest closing costs around. Come see me on the Albia Square. I would love to finance your next big purchase. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA's road to the Final Four. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Here's your host, Iowa Broadcast Hall of Famer, Tony Adzani.
Our executive producer, Mr. Joe Millage, along with John Martinson and Wendell Campbell, welcome back as we've given you the scores from 5A and 4A two times around, some of 3A twice around. We'll get to all of them again. By the way, my highlight player of the week in 5A this week coming in, I'm sure he added to it, Linmar of Marion's Dylan Mazinski. He led the class with 17 rushing touchdowns and was third in rushing yards with 1,006. And although a loss tonight, I'm sure Will Hawthorne of Gilbert in 4A, he led the state in 4A with rushing of 1,267 yards coming in and also led the class with 19 touchdowns in a tough loss tonight to Bondurant Farrar. But let's finish up in 3A, and the next voice you'll hear is John Martinson.
And we do need a score on Central DeWitt, Center Point, Urbana, in 3A District 3. That's the only 3A score we don't have at this time. At X on formerly Twitter, at Iowa Scoreboard, if you would get that score to us, please. District 4 tonight, number 7, Mount Vernon, 56-7 over Fort Madison. Assumption of Davenport, 34-6 over Washington. And it was Mount Pleasant, 34-27 over Keokuk. District 5, this is a good district, some really good football teams here, led by Williamsburg right now. The number 2 Raiders, 42-13 over number 6 Solon. You had 10th rated Benton tonight defeating Grinnell by a score of 38-7. So both teams go to 5-2 on the year. And a battle of Trojans tonight, it was Fairfield coming from 2 touchdowns behind in the at halftime to defeat South Tama 33-29. And in District 6, tonight, it was Atlantic over Perry by a score of 35-14. Crescent over Knoxville, 70-0. And Harlan able to come from behind, down 21-14 at one time. They defeat Nevada by a score of 24-21. So those are the scores that we have tonight in Class 3A football.
All right, let's get to Class 2A. Wendell, you got him there, or do you want me to go?
No, I got him here, yeah. All right. A little computer issue, but that's okay. I can do it a little old school here. Let's start in District 1, and that's where number 2, West Lyon rolled tonight over Sheldon 50-0. Central Lyon, Georgia Little Rock over Western Christian tonight 23-7. And Cherokee defeated Unity Christian tonight 26-14. District 2, and that's where number 1 Spirit Lake, they will stay at number 1 with a 49-6 defeat of Garner Hayfield Ventura tonight. Okoboji Milford over Clarion Goldfield Dows 49-21. And Forest City defeated Esterville Lincoln Central 33-27. District 3 saw number 7 North Fayette Valley winning by way of forfeit tonight over Old
line as they were unable to field a team here this evening. Osage over Waukon, 42-6. And New Hampton defeated by Crestwood. Cresco tonight by 1, 28-27. Crestwood gets the win. District 4 saw, Monticello over West Liberty, 28-21. Number 6, Northeast Goose Lake, big over Tipton, 36-14. And Anamosa over Comanche, 49-14. Got all finals. Still looking for Vinton, Shelsburg, and Union LaPorte City. If anybody's got that one at Iowa Score, we'll get that one to you here tonight. District 5 saw West Burlington Notre Dame over Albia, 49-7. Mid Prairie Wellman over Central Lee of Donaldson, 48-14. And Mediapolis over Davis County, 49-20. District 6, number 9, West Marshall State Center, upended by number 3, PCM tonight. PCM Monroe rolls big 49-7 winners over West Marshall. The other final in District 6 saw Jessup over Iowa Falls Alden, 35-6. District 7, number 4, Van Meter and the Bulldogs, they roll over Centerville 54-0. Clarinda over Sheraton 47-7. And I-35 Truro, they run past the Indians of Clark Osceola 42-6 here tonight. District 8, number 8, Roland Story over number 10, Des Moines Christian 28-21. Kemper Catholic shuts out Sadell 49-0. And Greene County defeated Southeast Valley tonight 10-7. Those are all finals in Class 2A.
All right, on the coach's hotline, the head coach himself coming up. John, you got to report him in?
Yes, I do. We go to the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com. In the winner's circle with the head coach of the Lenox Tigers, Cole Bond, tonight. The number 2 Tigers are looking every bit the part in the battle of teams unbeaten coming in tonight, but coach 55-8 over Southeast Warren. Not surprised by who won or lost, but boy, the margin of victory is a surprise tonight. That's a convincing win for your team tonight, coach. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. I played really well.
Yeah, who stood out for the Tigers tonight?
You know, we came in with a good game plan, and the boys just came out and executed. And you know, they did all three phases of the game. They did great. You know, we've always preached playing fast and playing physical, and you know, the boys came out and did that.
All right, we're talking to Lenox head coach Cole Bond. And coach, obviously your defense pretty good tonight, holding a Southeast Warren team to just a touchdown tonight.
Yes, you know, the defense played great. You know, we came in with a different game plan because I like to go spread and, you know, make lanes and, you know, do different things on the offensive side of the ball. And, hey, the boys came out and they kind of contained that quarterback really well. And he's a pretty athletic kid. And, you know, he had a ball or two that they connected on. But overall, you know, they executed really well.
Well, coach, of course, the district you're in, that's a pretty heavy district at Bedford, of course, beating a nice Southeast Warren team. Lamoni is also is pretty salty. So you're going to be well prepared for postseason by just coming through this district alive.
Right, yeah. No, it's this district is definitely getting us ready to roll. You know, Bedford early in the year really gave us some good building blocks to go into the season, and then seeing Southeast Warren this late. And, you know, we got one more game left, and, you know, we've got to take care of business next week, and then we can worry about the stretch.
Very good. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the victory, and hopefully we're talking to you in the postseason. Good job tonight, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
All right, thank you. That's Cole Bond, the head coach in the winner's circle from Lenox, as the Tigers up in Southeast Warren 55-8. The coach's hotline for the Steffes Group, the nation's fastest-growing auction company. Whether you're interested in buying or selling land or equipment, visit them at steffesgroup.com.
So through 8 weeks right now, that Lenox team has given up only 40 points total for the season. And that sounds like maybe a lot, but in eight-player football, that is unheard of. Unheard of. So that defense for Lenox is performing at a very high level right now.
And the old saying, defense wins championships, is pretty true when you can do that.
But the offenses, the way that eight-player game is, as quickly as you can score, yeah, it is a little bit of a smaller, it's just a different game. And to shut teams down the way that his team is doing right now is absolutely amazing.
Okay, we go to Class 1A next.
Yep.
Okay, so let's start in District 1. Battle of top 10 teams tonight. Number 9, Hinton, outlasting number 4, OABCIG, 19-13. It was Ridgeview, 22-7 over West Sioux of Haywarden. Again, we need a score on Lawton Bronson and MVAO COU. We have a couple of scores in District 2. One of them, Sioux Central of Sioux Rapids, 43-6 over Pocahontas area. And number 3, Emmitsburg and Eagle Grove in action tonight. Hear the report from Y100. It's Scott Nolte.
The number 3 ranked Emmitsburg Ehawks hosted Eagle Grove for senior night, and it was all Emmitsburg in this one, winning 64-0. Emmitsburg got the opening kickoff and on the opening drive took 5 plays in only 1 minute and 38 seconds before a 1-yard touchdown run by Carson Bach. Eagle Grove goes three and out. Two plays later, Emmitsburg scores another touchdown. Matt Malm to Byron Mina. On the kickoff, Eagle Grove fumbles. Emmitsburg recovers. Five plays later, and another touchdown run by Carson Bach. It was 20-0 after the first 7 minutes of the quarter. Emmitsburg led 34-0 after the first quarter. They had five possessions, scored five touchdowns. Couple more touchdowns in the second quarter to lead 48-0 at halftime. Continuous clock in the second half. Emmitsburg would add a couple more scores in the third quarter to make it 64-0. 530 yards of total offense for Emmitsburg. They were led by Carson Bach with 136 yards rushing, four touchdowns, all of that in the first half. Emmitsburg stays undefeated. They are 7-0. Eagle Grove falls to 0-7. Emmitsburg will be at Manson Northwest Webster next Friday. The Class 1A District 2 Championship will be on the line. For Radio Iowa and Y100, this is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Okay, thank you, Scott. In District 3 tonight, 5th-ranked Dyke New Hartford 42-0 over Appleton Parkersburg, MFL Marmac 42-6 over Denver, and Sumner Fredericksburg 54-12 over Central Springs. In District 4, top-ranked Grundy Center, now a 33-game win streak as they defeat Albernette and the Pirates 41-13. 10th-ranked South Hardin 34-21 over Hudson, and Columbus Catholic of Waterloo upends East Marshall 26-21. In District 5, second-ranked Wilton, 39-20 over West.
Ready to tackle any terrain? Get behind the wheel of a
to 12 over Durant. In District 6, 7th-ranked Sigourney Keota, 62-26 over Colfax Mingo. Pleasantville, 48-22 over Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont. And Pella Christian, 62-6 over Cardinal of Eldon. District 7 tonight, Woodward Granger improving to 6-1. 49-12 over South Hamilton. West Central Valley, 28-16 over Ogden. And Grandview Christian, the Thunder, 48-8 over Nottoway Valley. And in District 8 tonight, number 8 Trainer, 36-6 over Shenandoah. Underwood, the Eagles, 41-6 over Missouri Valley. And AHSTW, the Vikings, 42-28 over Red Oak. Those are the scores in Class 1A.
All right, we still have A and A player to get to, but we'll get to that after the break. Again, we started the night with 30 unbeaten teams in the state. 25 remain now as we head into week number 8. And, of course, 7 will be crowned champions, but that doesn't mean they will be undefeated when it's all said and done. Let's take a break, come back with more scores and A&A player. We'd like to thank those listening on ESPN Radio, AM 1350 and 102.1 FM in Des Moines, KRNT, KILR, Killer Bee Country in Esterville, on KIOW, the best mix and more in Forest City, and on KBKB, Fox Sports, 104.5 FM and AM 1360 in Fort Madison. The Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8 player. We'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the IHSAA, are the 81,000 male high school sports students in Iowa. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
You're here with a love of the game. Now sit back, strap in. It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
All right, along with John Martinson, Wendell Campbell, I'm Tony Etzeni. Jacob Briggs now at the helm of the driver's seat, but right now we still have A and A player two times around. Wendell Campbell has Class A.
And it's amazing how Jake slides right in there with Joe. He just popped one. It's like the car never stops moving. Class A, let's look at District 1 tonight. We heard from Daniel Versteg earlier as number 9, Galen Catholic. They defeated South O'Brien tonight 56-21. It was Akron-Westfield over Alta Aurelia 29-15. Sibley O'Cheedon big over Hartley Melvin Sanborn 48-14. And in non-district action tonight, MMCRU 41-18 winners over Westwood Sloan. District 2, and that's where your reigning champion in Class A, Wes Hancock, they moved to 7-0. They're now 17th game in a row. They own the single longest win streak in Class A. They get a win tonight big over Lake Mills, 60-6. Number 4, St. Ansgar, also in District 2. They roll over West Fork tonight, 53-0. It took overtime, and North Union was 1 point better than Newman Catholic, 29-28. And in non-district action there, AGWSR was upended by Bellman Clemmie tonight, 26-21. District 3, and that's where number 10, Nashua Plainfield, they are defeated tonight by North Butler, 22-0. South Winneshiek defeated by North Tama tonight, 36-44. And Wapsie Valley rolls past the Comets of BCLUW tonight, 46-0. District 4, and that's where number 7, Northland Troy Mills, they get their first loss of the season as Maquoketa Valley upends them tonight, 35-16. Postville, they stopped a 37-game losing streak tonight as they beat North Cedar 14-8.
That's here for the Pirates.
Congratulations, Postville. Big win as they're celebrating on the way home from North Cedar. It was Bellevue over Starman tonight, 40-35. East Buchanan over Clayton Ridge, 33-14. District 5, and that's where Lisbon moves to 7-0, 50-7 over Danville tonight. Shout out to my buddy Todd Parker from the Pekin Wapalone game tonight as Pekin wins tonight big 57-0. Columbus Community over Van Buren County, 48-7, and Highland over Loisa Muscatine, 41-6. District 6, and that's where your number one team in Class A, ACGC, gets the win tonight, moves to 7-0, 40-14 over Mount Air in a non-district game. Linville Sully, six interceptions as a team tonight for the Hawks of Linville Sully as they get big over Martinsdale St. Mary's, 48-7. The Hawks of Linville Sully win that one tonight. Wayne of Corden over Central Decatur, 30-6. A non-happy homecoming for North Mahaska as Madrid shows up and gets the win tonight, 41-6. District 7, IKM Manning, your number 6 team in Class A, wins tonight, 13-6 over Southwest Valley. It was Riverside over Earlham, 41-6. South Central Calhoun over Panorama, 41-12. And finally, in District 8 tonight, number 5 West Monona, they get upended by Kingsley Pearson tonight, 21-14 winners for Kingsley tonight. Number 8, Tri-Center over Woodbury Central, 34-8. And Logan Magnolia defeats St. Albert Council Bluffs, 14-10. Those are all finals in A class football tonight here, Tony.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, finish up with A player, and take a look ahead to week number 8 of the Iowa high school football season. I'd like to thank Kevin Cunningham for doing a great job of getting all those scores imported into us so we can get you all the final scores from Class 5A to A player. It's the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
Scores are coming in like hotcakes. More outcomes next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy. So students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
From Radio Iowa, it's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now back to the studio.
Jacob Briggs now producing along with John Martinson, Wendell Campbell. I'm Tony Anseni. We just have eight player to go through one more time, second time around. The voice of the ref, Wendell Campbell.
And a big shout out to Kevin Cunningham tonight. He's been helping us all season, and he spends a ton of time in the background getting scores and everything put in. So, Kevin, appreciate all that you do and all those out there listening. This wouldn't be possible without Kevin helping us out here tonight.
And by the way, the rankings we use each and every week are those of Radio Iowa at RadioIowa.com.
So let's take a look at eight-player football here. District 1, number 3, Remsen St. Mary's. 46-game regular season win streak is extended tonight as they defeat number 8, Woodbine, 46-30. Landon Walschmidt for Remsen St. Mary's. 5 touchdowns, over 300 yards of offense by himself. Big shout-out to J.J. Johnson on Twitter for giving us the details on that one. Boyer Valley over Sioux Lane Christian, 47-12. It was Arweva and the Rockets over Newell Fonda, 34-13. And one non-district game in District 1, and that saw Griswold defeating West Harrison, 66-49. District 2, Bishop Garrigan extended their 18-game win streak, and they moved to 7-0, 52-38 winners over GTRA, and they are your defending eight-player champion coming back from 2023. Wispin Mallard over Northwood Kensett, 42-0, and North Iowa over Harris Lake Park, 46-40. District 3, we heard from K-Way's Taylor Nitz earlier tonight as Don Bosco and the Dons win big over Turkey Valley 62-0. Key Lansing shuts out Central Alcater 44-0, and Riceville upends Waterloo Christian 57-0. One district game, non-district game there, I should say, Springville over West Central 49-7 in District 3. Let's take a look at District 4. Saw Gladbrook Rhinebeck and the Rebels pass the Indians of Clarksville 49-8. GMG Garwin and the Wolverines over Meskwaki Settlement 52-0 there in District 4. District 5, Edgeworth Colesburg 84-31 winners over Calamus Wheatland. It was Easton Valley over Midland 61-21. And Central City defeats the Lone Tree Lions tonight 64-8. District 6, Iowa Valley moves to 7-0 on the season with a 74-36 defeat of Waco tonight. Let's see, English Valley's up in tonight 60-12. Winfield Mount Union over Mormon Trail 68-8. That's a non-district game in District 6. District 7, Belle Plaine moves to 6-1, 88-0 as they roll over Twin Cedars Bussey. BGM Brooklyn over Melcher Dallas 95-6. I don't believe those are on. Let me jump back over here. Iowa Valley over HLV Tri-County 74-36, and Waco defeats English Valleys 60-12. Winfield Mount Union over Mormon Trail 68-8. I thought that sounded a little funny. And it was Central City beating Lone Tree in that one as well. Let's see. District 7 tonight, Belle Plaine over Twin Cedars Bussey 88-0. BGM Brooklyn over Melcher Dallas 95-6, and Montezuma over Baxter 55-44. District 8 saw number 2 Lennox tonight. We had talked to their head coach earlier tonight. They defeated number 10 Southeast Warren, previously unbeaten, as Lennox gets the win 55-8 here this evening. Number 7 Bedford upends Lamoni 77-0, and East Union over Murray 64-36. District 9, Audubon and the Wheelers move to 7-0 tonight at 36-24 winners over Collins Maxwell. St. Edmund Fort Dodge over Colonesco and the Royals 43-6, and Glidden Ralston 48-6 winners over Coon Rapids Baird. Finally, in District 10, that saw East Mills over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 50-44, Sydney over Stanton Essex 62-20, and Cama Vanita upended by Fremont Mills tonight 40-28 winners for Fremont Mills. Those are all finals in 8-player football.
Quick stats on Brady Bolton of Montezuma. Had 5 rushing touchdowns, 14 carries, 239 yards for the Braves tonight in that win over Baxter.
I don't know if we had this final yet, but Central of DeWitt, 40-13 winner over Center Point Urbana. That's in?
Okay. That's all the 3A scores then.
Okay, we got them all in now. All right, next week, week number 8, and it'll be the final week for many classes, and then working up. In Class 5A, it's interesting. They've been in group play. Next week, it'll be non-group action. Then they'll finish week 9 in group play. And a couple of games highlight. Sally spoke with 3-time defending champs. They kind of righted their ship tonight, a big win they needed just to stay alive and not put themselves against the wall. They take on Dowling Catholic, who's a top-ranked team.
And I think the one word you used right there, it sums up Class 5A, interesting. It's been interesting all year. For the first 5 weeks of the season, number 1 was defeated in Class 5A. Well, I think 5A this year, I don't know if it's the competitive matchups or the groups, and maybe the groups that the state have put together are really starting to work, but they're just, there's no real clear-cut front runner, and the teams that are playing well right now that don't have injuries going into this, if you can get to the dome, then anything can happen.
And Bettendorf, the only unbeaten left in 5A. Lindmar takes on Iowa City, City High. That'll be another big matchup, 6-1 versus 5-2 there. In 4A, well, Decorah still unbeaten. They'll take on Western Dubuque of Epworth. That's never going to be easy. And Lewis Central, Council Bluffs, they got away with one tonight against Winterset. They'll take on Norwalk probably for that district championship as well. John, what do you have in 3A?
I think Indianola at number 7 ADM will be a pretty good game in 4A
absolutely.
As well. Yep. All right, got a few of them in 3A. This is for the district title in District 1. Sergeant Bluff Luton at Helan against the Crusaders of Bishop Helan. SBL, I think, is undefeated coming into this game, and this is going to be a good football game between the Warriors and the Crusaders. You've got number 5 Humboldt. They're going to try to keep the winning ways going at Clear Lake. You've got number 2 Williamsburg at Grinnell. If Williamsburg wins, they win the district title in that district. And West Delaware at Independence. Those are Class 3A games of note for next week.
And you know, going back to that District 1, that Sergeant Bluff Luton and Bishop Helan, you know, you'd most certainly like to maybe have that game at home. And Bishop Helan, I think, certainly has a little bit of an edge there getting to play that one at home.
You got any games in 2A there, brother?
I was giving scores. I didn't look at 2A.
Okay. What else you got?
I bet he's got some in 1A here.
Well,
though.
I got one in 1A for sure, and that is number 2 Wilton at number 6 Regina of Iowa City. Regina just took a nod on the noggin tonight in their 1A matchup against Beckman Catholic.
Yeah.
So three really good teams are in that particular. particular district. Again, it's not the Beavers and the Regals will go at it in Class 1A. Couple of games in eight-player, and this is a great rivalry game. Belle Plaine against at home against number 6 Iowa Valley. That's out of district, but again, a great rivalry game between the Plainsmen and the Tigers. And you've got number 7 Bedford at Southeast Warren. Southeast Warren probably won't be in the top 10, but that'll be a great football game between the Bulldogs and the Warhawks.
And unfortunately, in that District 8, there's probably going to be one of those teams that's going to be on the outside looking in. Southeast Warren with that loss here tonight, if they could somehow bounce back and beat Bedford next week, that kind of puts them in the driver's seat by way of the head-to-head matchup. But really, anything can happen. Only 1 week left for eight player.
All right, that caps up week number 7 of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. We appreciate everybody checking in. Wendell Campbell for John Martinson. Oh, we still have 30. Okay, yeah. I thought we said...
No, we got time. We got time. No music yet.
I was looking at different fingers going up there, and I'm like, okay, I got this wrong. But again, next week, some big games going on. We started again tonight with 30 unbeatens. We leave tonight unofficially that I had counted to 25 unbeatens as we get ready for week number 8 of the Iowa High School football season.
And for week number 8, the last week of the regular season for 8 player, they're going to reseed those, and then they'll actually get a playoffs into week 9.
Yep. Well, that's it for tonight. Wendell Campbell, the ref, for John Martinson. I'm Tony Atzeni, along with Joe Millage and Jacob Briggs. We appreciate you listening to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield.
This has been the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Adzeni, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell. Presented by Bex Hybrids, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Iowa. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Christian in a top 10 battle in Class 2A on Friday night. The 8th ranked Norseman defeat Des Moines Christian, ranked number 10, 28-21. Rolling Story got scoring started in the first quarter with Sam Knoll touchdown pass to Luke Thorson from 22 yards out to make it 7-0. The Lions would answer at the end of the first quarter off a jet each quarterback keep for a 1-yard touchdown run to tie it up at 7-7. Rolling Story would take off half the second quarter in the back half of the frame. With a minute to go, Ben Mazik scored from a 1-yard run to put the Norseman up 14-7, but DMC answered with 13 seconds left in the first half. A 20-yard touchdown pass from Jet Each to John Dewin to tie the game up for 14-14 at halftime. Rolling Story, both teams would go for get turnovers on downs to start the second half. Sam Knoll then found Heston McElrath with 2:34 to go in the third quarter on a 22-yard touchdown pass to make it 21-14. The Norsemen then punched in what would be the decisive touchdown on a 12-yard run by Cody Long to make it 28-14. DMC would score with 1:26 left on a Davis Takaim 8-yard run to make it 28-21, with the Norseman will recover the onside kick to clinch the 2-seed out of Class 2A District 8 with that 28-21 win. Rolling Story wraps up the regular season next week when they travel to Saddell. Des Moines Christian wraps up the regular season with a road trip to Greene County next Friday night. Reporting for the Radio Iowa High School School Board Show and KQWC, this is Quinn Douglas. It sounds like Quinn Douglas, a little bit of a party happening maybe in the press box after that one. So, but yeah, big win tonight. Rolling Story defeats Des Moines Christian tonight, 49-0 there. No, that's not right. That is not right. I know it's
28-21.
28-21 was the final there. There's something jacked up in that. 28-21, so good score there. But those are all finals in Class 2A.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 1A, A and A player, first time around, still to go. We thank those listening on KIIC, Thunder Country in Alvia, 96.7 FM, on KLGA-FM, Hometown Radio in Algona. In Atlantic, it's Southwest Iowa's Classic Rock on KSWI-FM. And in Audubon, KSOM-FM, all the best country. We'll take a break. It's the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama, we've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrid. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you are never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
The boys of fall have left the field. So what happened tonight on the turf? We got you covered. Back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
First, get to Marcel. Marcel runs right side, and he has a hole. Marcel past the 35, breaks the tackle to the 40, down the sideline, and there goes Marcel. He's the 20, runs over him in. He's the 15-yard line. Why go around the defender when you can go through the defender?
Don't stand on the tracks.
Yeah, Tyler Lance, KLGA. That was Garrigan taking on GTRA. Tony?
All right, we've gotten through 5A to 2A first time around. And if you missed them, we'll be back to do it again second time around. But let's finish up. 1A, A and A player to start it all off, John Martinson.
All right, in District 1, a battle of top 10 teams in District 1. It was number 9, Hinton, getting the nod over number 4, OABCIG, 19-13 for the number 9 Blackhawks in that victory. Also tonight, Ridgeview, the Raptors 22-7 over West Sioux of Hay-Warden. Need a score on Lawton Bronson, MVAOCOU, add Iowa Scoreboard on X, formerly Twitter, please. We've got two of the three scores in District 2. You've got number 3, Emmitsburg, 64-0 over Eagle Grove. Sioux Central of Sioux Rapids, 43-6 over Pocahontas area. We need a score on East Sac County, Manson, Northwest Webster. We've got all the scores in District 3. It was 5th-ranked Dyke, New Hartford, 42-0 over Appleton and Parkersburg. Wolverines go to 6-1 on the year. MFL Marmac, 42-6 over Denver. And Sumner, Fredericksburg, 54-12 over Central Springs. District 4 tonight, Grundy Center extends the win streak to 33 straight in the victory column for the Spartans, 41-13 over Alburnett. It was number 10, South Hardin, holding off Hudson, 34-21. And Columbus Catholic of Waterloo, surprising East Marshall, 26-21 that game in LeGrand tonight. In District 5, we have two of the three scores. Beckman Catholic did the same. Surprise number 6, Regina of Iowa City in the backup battle of Catholic schools, 28-15 that game played in Dyersville tonight. Number 2, Wilton stayed unbeaten, 39-20 for the Beavers as they beat West Branch tonight. And in District 6 tonight, it was Pella Christian, 62-6 over Cardinal of Eldon. Pleasantville, 48-22 over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And number 7, Sigourney, Keota, 62-26 over Colfax Mingo. We have just one score in District 7 to this point. Grandview Christian of Des Moines, 48-8 over Nottoway Valley. Need scores in Ogden, West Central Valley, and South Hamilton and Woodward Granger. In District 8, 8th-ranked Trainer over Shenandoah, 36-6. It was Underwood, 41-6 over Missouri Valley. Need a score on AHSTW and Red Oak. Those are the scores in Class 1A.
And by the way, to report those at Iowa Scoreboard on X, that's Iowa Scoreboard. Let's get to Class A and the ref, Wendell Campbell.
Give a little context, jumping back into 3A, this Algona and Humboldt. So Algona's starting quarterback, Alex Mansky, he missed the majority of the second half with his arm in a sling.
Oh, my.
His sophomore brother finished the game at quarterback and led the late scoring drive with a two-point conversion that failed. So what a heck of a game. Sophomore brother stepping in for big brother and giving Algona a chance to win that
Alex
game.
Alex Mansky is an Iowa State commit, is my understanding.
Yeah, so let's jump into Class A. Was that right? Is that the one you wanted to hear? Class A?
Yeah.
Let's do Class A.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Class A, District 1, that's where number 9, Galen Catholic, they had they traveled over to South O'Brien tonight. Daniel Versteg and KLEM has this report as Galen Catholic defeated South O'Brien tonight.
9th-ranked Galen Catholic put on a rushing clinic to defeat South O'Brien tonight in Paulina by a final score of 56-21. Galen Catholic did not move the ball at all through the air. They ran one passing play, and it was incomplete. They ran a ton of running plays and did very well with them. 497 yards rushing for Galen Catholic as a team, led by a majority total from Cole McCarty. He had 12 carries at the quarterback position for 302 yards and 4 rushing touchdowns. He becomes just the 3rd Galen Catholic player in program history and the 2nd this season to rush for over 300 yards in a single game. Cale Pearson is the other Jay that's run for 300 yards this season. Tonight, he ran for 14 carries and 157 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jake Bogan at 8 carries for 29 yards and 2 scores as well. Galen Catholic now is 6-1 on the season, 5-0 in the district. They've won 6 games in a row, and with some help around Class A District 1, Galen Catholic has clinched the Class A District 1 championship. It's the program's first district title since 2011. For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, this is Daniel Versteg with KLEM and the Mars.
And I'm going to give a shout-out to my buddy DJ, who is driving tonight, as he's got a game out in Central Kansas tomorrow afternoon. So he worked a high school game in Iowa here tonight. He's in the car. He just texted, "Hey, I'm getting out of Des Moines, headed toward Lamoni. Where can I catch you guys across the state?" And I sent him a couple stations down that way. So shout-out to my buddy DJ. He's going to be in the car for a little while yet tonight. So Class A, District 1, here's some other finals. Akron-Westfield over Alta Aurelia, 29-15. Akron, it was Sibley over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 49-14. In non-district action, MMCRU defeated Westwood tonight, 41-18. District 2, some good teams here in District 2. Number 2, West Hancock of Brett, your reigning champion in Class A. They moved to 7-0 with a 60-6 victory over Lake Mills. Number 4, St. Ansgar rules over West Fork tonight, 53-0. Non-district, Bellman Columbia over AGWSR, 26-21. And it took overtime for North Union to be 1 point better than Newman Catholic, 29-28. District 3, number 10, Nashua Plainfield, upended tonight by North Butler Green, 22-0 North Butler. North Tama defeated tonight by South Winneshiek, 44-36. Wapsie Valley rolls over BCLUW in the Comets tonight, 46-0. District 7, that's where number 7, Northland Troy Mills move. They were defeated tonight as another unbeaten goes down. Maquoketa Valley got the better part of them tonight, 35-16. Let's see. District 5, the finals that we have there. Oh, here's one that just popped in District 4. East Buchanan over Clayton Ridge, 33-14. District 5 tonight, thanks to my buddy Todd Parker that was working that game tonight. Pekin defeats Wapello, 56-0. Columbus Community over Van Buren County, 48-7. And Highland Riverside, 41-6 winners over Loiza Muscatine. District 6. Let's go to that one. ACGC, your number one team in Class A. They moved to 7-0 with a 40-14 defeat of Mount Air here tonight. That's a non-district game. Linville Sully and the Hawks over Martinsdale St. Mary's, 48-7. Wayne of Corden over Central Decatur, 30-6. And it was a non-happy homecoming at North Mahaska tonight as the Madrid Tigers get the better part of the Warhawks, 41-6 Madrid. District 7, number 6, IKM Manning gets the win tonight, 13-6 over Southwest Valley. Riverside over Earlham, 41-6. And South Central Calhoun, 41-12 winners over Panorama, Panora in District 7. Two finals in District 8. Number 8, Tri-Center Neola upends Woodbury Central tonight, 34-8. And Logan Magnolia, 14-10 winners over St. Albert Council Bluffs, all finals in A. We've got to move to A player here. Move to A player. Let's jump to District 1 there. And that's where Bishop Garrigan of Algona, KLGA, has this report tonight as Bishop Garrigan defeats GTRA 52-38.
Tyler Lance reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. It was a homecoming showdown at Bishop Garrigan's Conway Field tonight as the 6-0 Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears took on the 6-0 GTRA Titans. Final score 52-38 in favor of Bishop Garrigan. GTRA started off the game throwing down the gauntlet on the very first offensive snap as Casey Huff found Jackson Schnell for a 57-yard touchdown. A two-point conversion gave GTRA an 8-0 lead, a lead they would hold throughout the rest of the first half. Later, if the Titans leading 16-14 and Bishop Garrigan driving inside the red zone, Caleb Sweden intercepted a pass by Tate Furch. Then GTRA connected on another long touchdown pass, Casey Huff finding Jackson Schnell for 59 yards, giving the Titans a 24-14 lead. Bishop Garrigan would answer before halftime, however, as they drove down the field with Tate Furch hitting Owen Murphy on a 25-yard pass with 1:06 to go until halftime, making the score 24-20 in favor of GTRA at intermission. Bishop Garrigan got the ball to begin the second half and used a steady diet of Ethan Marceau to drive down the field. Marceau would cap off the drive with a 3-yard rushing touchdown, giving Bishop Garrigan their first lead of the ballgame, 28-24. There would be three lead changes in the third quarter. The second lead change of the third quarter came when GTRA connected on a 25-yard touchdown pass, Casey Huff to Caleb Sweden, making the score 32-28 Titans. Golden Bears answered back on their very next drive, Trayton Sink capping off the scoring drive with a 3-yard touchdown run as the Golden Bears took a 36-32 lead into the fourth. Then late in the fourth quarter, Bishop Garrigan leading 44-38, and GTRA with one last possession to try to tie or win the game. Ethan Marceau put the final nail in the coffin, taking a pick six to the house and giving Bishop Garrigan a 52-38 victory. With the win, Bishop Garrigan is now 7-0 on the season, and they clinch the District 2 title. GTRA falls to 6-1. Reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance.
Thanks for that report there, Tyler.
Don't quiz him on a team's mascot name. He knows all of them. Here's John Martinson.
John, you have a scoring update.
I do. Bellevue 42-35 over Starmont in Class A. This is one of those out-of-this-world type games. Bellevue, the Comets over the Stars of Starmont. So there you go.
Interesting. Okay. Let's jump back into A-player. I actually skipped District 1. District 1, number 3, Remsen St. Mary's over Woodbine tonight, 46-32. Good ranked teams there. Remsen St. Mary's stays unbeaten at 7-0. Booyer Valley over Sioux Lane Christian, 47-12 tonight. Arweva and the Rockets, they rocketed past New Fonda tonight, 34-13. District 2, the other game we have there, North Iowa over Harris Lake Park, 46-40. District 3, number 4, Don Bosco remains unbeaten, 7-0, 62-0 over Turkey Valley Jackson Junction. We've got Kayway and Taylor Nitz reporting on this one from Don Bosco in Gilbertville.
The third-ranked Don Bosco Dons hosted Turkey Valley tonight in the Kayway Game of the Week. But the Dons made sure it wasn't much of a game at all. I mean, this one was over in the first quarter, quite frankly. Don Bosco got out to a 35-0 lead in the first quarter. I'll be quite frank with you. It's the first time I've ever done a game that had continuous clock in the first quarter of play. The Dons would get to three touchdowns in the game from Ty Christensen. They get two more from Kyler Knoll. Kanak, their quarterback. They get a touchdown from the Blues brothers, Ben Ballou and Zach Ballou. Both had a touchdown for Don Bosco. Aiden Hellman also had a touchdown, and Vincent Pringer, despite a broken hand, he had a touchdown run as well. Pringer hit 8 extra points as well, kicked the ball through the end zone. The Dons dominated. Offense, defense, special teams, they dominate and win it 62-0 over Turkey Valley. Reporting for KWA Radio, I'm Taylor Nitz.
Thanks for that update here, Taylor Nitz. The other final in District 3 we have tonight, Riceville over Waterloo Christian, 57-0. District 4, and that's where the Rebels of Gladbrook-Rhinebeck get the win tonight, 49-8 over Clarkville. GMG Garwin rolls over Meskwaki Settlement, 52-0. District 5, Edgewood-Colesburg, 84-31, winners over Calamus-Wheatland. Central City over Lone Tree Lions, 64-8. In District 6, the Iowa Valley the Tigers there, they stay unbeaten as 7-0 with a 74-36 victory over HLV Victor. Waco got the win tonight over English Valley, 60-12 in a non-district action. Winfield Mount Union over Mormon Trail, 68-8. District 7 saw Belle Plaine win tonight over Twin Cedars, 88-0. BGM, this is like a basketball district here. BGM Brooklyn throws up 95 on Melcher Dallas. They get the win, 95-6. Montezuma over Baxter, 55-44. 99 total points scored there. And then there's one game that will be played tomorrow out of District 7, and that is New London will travel to Moravia in District 7 action for tomorrow. District 8, and this one's a juggernaut of a district here. Number 2, Lennox moves to 7-0 with a 55-8 victory over number 10, Southeast Warren, gives Southeast Warren their first loss on the season. Number 7, Bedford over Lamoni tonight, 77-0. Three ranked teams in that District 8, 8 player here this week. District 9 saw Audubon and the Wheelers roll past Collins Maxwell, 36-24. St. Edmund Fort Dodge over Colonesco, 43-6. District 10, East Mills over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 50-44. Sydney over Stanton Essex, 62-20. And your final scoring in 8 player tonight, District 10, Fremont Mills over Camavinita, 40-28, all finals in 8-player football.
All right, we've gone through 5-8 all the way to 8-player one time around. We'll start it all over again here after this break. Thanks to those on AM 1590, 101.5 FM, KWBG in Boone, and KCHE, classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s in Cherokee and in Clinton on KROS, AM 1340 and 105.9 FM. Back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, and we're powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
This is the Iowa High
High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids. Now back to the gang for more exciting results from around the great state of Iowa.
All right, Wendell Campbell, John Martins, and yours truly, Tony Etzeni, as Joe Miller's produces. Again, we started the night with 30 unbeaten teams in all seven classes. We're down to 25 unofficially from my count. Let's get to 5A, second time around, and in Group 1 tonight. Top-ranked Dowling Catholic, 49, Urbandale, 28, 7th-rated Ankeny Centennial, 45-3 over Des Moines Roosevelt, and last night, Sioux City North took care of Des Moines East, 37-0. In Group number 2, the three-time defending champs, Rams of Southeast Polk, defeated number 9, Waukee, 31-28. Number 5, Johnston, 56-7 winners over Abe Lincoln of Council Bluffs. And it was Sioux City East, 52, Des Moines Lincoln, 6. In group number 3, now the 5A's best 7-game winning streak belongs to Bettendorf. The only unbeaten left, 3rd-rated Bettendorf, 48-0 over Davenport Central. Number 10, Iowa City High. And oh boy, my fingers just got fat here, Joe. Let me run this thing back up here. Iowa City High, they were a winner tonight. I know that.
Here over Davenport North, 56-27
Thank
there.
You. Yep. And Dubuque-Hempstead falls to Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 45-14. Group number 4, number 2, West Des Moines Valley, 49, Waterloo West, 0. Waukee Northwest, 65, Ottumwa, 13. And Ames falls to Marshalltown, 26-21. In group number 5, number 4, Pleasant Valley, 42, Muscatine, 7. It was number 6, Lindmar of Marion, 55-3 over Davenport West. And Dubuque Senior was shut out by Cedar Falls, 38-0. And finishing up 5A, group number 6, 8th-rated Iowa City Liberty defeated Ankeny 28-20. Cedar Rapids Prairie 56, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 7, and Iowa City West defeated Cedar Rapids Washington by the score 56-21. Let's get to Class 4A in District Number 1, where Denison Sleswig falls to Storm Lake 36-27. Last night, Fort Dodge loses to Lamar's 44-37, and 10th-rated Spencer tonight shuts out Sioux City West by the score of 41-0. District Number 2 saw Waverly Shellrock take on Mason City. Matt Ray with K-Way with the call.
Matt Ray reporting from Gohawk Stadium, where the Waverly Shellrock Gohawks took on the Riverhawks of Mason City. Waverly Shellrock would be victorious in this one, 40-15. It was the Gohawks' first game against a team that is not ranked or has not been ranked ever. And it was close for a little while with 11:52 to go in the second quarter. Mason City scored, making it 13-8. It would stay that score until 7:46 to go in the second period. And then it was never close again. The next touchdown for Mason City came with 1:36 to go when it was already decided, as the Gohawks just really leaned on them. The offensive line for Waverly Shellrock played exceptionally well. Wesley Hubbard, who had been out for 4 weeks due to a lacerated spleen and kidney, was back in at quarterback. The coach's son looked really good with a touchdown early on in the football game. Ethan Bibler scored another 3 touchdowns, his 3rd game this year with 3 rushing touchdowns. But in the end, it was just Waverly Shellrock, a much better team than Mason City, who's got some really good stud athletes, just not enough to hang with the Gohawks, who moved to 4-3 overall and 2-1 in this district, as they, Western Dubuque and Decorah, will be battling for district supremacy. We'll see which one of those teams, maybe all three, will make the playoffs. Again, 40-15, Waverly Shellrock wins over Mason City. I'm Matt Ray reporting for the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show.
And that team he was discussing, number 5, Decorah, remains unbeaten with a 57-14 win over Marion. And it was Epworth Western Dubuque, number 9, rated 42-10, as they beat Waterloo East. In District number 3 in Class 4A, Clinton outlasted Burlington 34-32. Number 8, North Scott of Eldridge, 28-7 winners over Clear Creek of Mana. And Oskaloosa was shut out by 6th-rated Xavier of Cedar Rapids, 35-0. In District number 4, number 2, Gilbert, no longer unbeaten, as Bonner Ferrar and the Blue Jays, 31-28 winners. Pella remains unbeaten. Number 3, Pella, 42, and Des Moines Hoover, 10. That was last night. And Carlisle falls to Newton, 45-11. 4A District 5 saw Ballard of Huxley defeated by number 7, ADM, 28-10. And Boone shuts out Des Moines North, 40-0. And 4th-rated North Polk stays unbeaten, coming back over over Indianola, 22-21. District number 6, Glenwood, 20. Dallas Center Grind, 17. Winterset falls to number 1, Lewis Central, 28-24. And Norwalk shuts out Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, 45-0.
All right, in Class 3A quickly, District 1, 4th-ranked Sergeant Bull of Luton, 21-0 over Carroll Public. 9th-ranked Bishop Elin of Sioux City, 37-6 over Boyden Hall Rock Valley. And MOC Floyd Valley, 35-14 over Sioux Center. District 2 tonight, it was top-ranked Algona falling to number 5, Humboldt, 21-20. Webster City over Charles City, 42-21. And Clear Lake, 36-0 over Hampton Dumont Cal. And District 3, it was 3rd-ranked Waller Catholic of Dubuque in overtime, 17-14 over West Delaware. And Independent, 69-0 over Maquoketa.
All right, that's the scores up to now. We still will finish up 3A, 2A, 1A, and 8 player here after we come back. Thanks for those listening on the river in Decorah and Waukon, KDEC, 94.9 FM and 99.1, and on the Hive in Denison, KDSN. More of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 after this timeout.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA's road to the Final Four. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Here's your host, Iowa Broadcast Hall of Famer, Tony Adzani.
Our executive producer, Mr. Joe Millage, along with John Martinson and Wendell Campbell, welcome back as we've given you the scores from 5A and 4A two times around, some of 3A twice around. We'll get to all of them again. By the way, my highlight player of the week in 5A this week coming in, I'm sure he added to it, Lindmar of Marion's Dylan Mazinski. He led the class with 17 rushing touchdowns and was third in rushing yards with 1,006. 6. And although a loss tonight, I'm sure Will Hawthorne of Gilbert in 4A, he led the state in 4A with rushing of 1,267 yards coming in and also led the class with 19 touchdowns in a tough loss tonight to Bondurant 4R. But let's finish up in 3A, and the next voice you'll hear is John Martinson.
And we do need a score on Central DeWitt Center, Point Urbana, in 3A District 3. That's the only 3A score we don't have at this time. At X on formerly Twitter, at Iowa Scoreboard, if you would get that score to us, please. District 4 tonight, number 7, Mount Vernon, 56-7 over Fort Madison. Assumption of Davenport, 34-6 over Washington. And it was Mount Pleasant, 34-27 over Keokuk. District 5, this is a good district, some really good football teams here. Led by Williamsburg right now, the number 2 Raiders, 42-13 over number 6 Solon. You had 10th rated Benton tonight defeating Grinnell by a score of 38-7. So both teams go to 5-2 on the year. And a battle of Trojans tonight. It was Fairfield coming from 2 touchdowns behind in the at halftime to defeat South Tama 33-29. And in District 6, tonight, it was Atlantic over Perry by a score of 35-14. Crescent over Knoxville 70-0. And Harlan able to come from behind down 21-14 at one time. They defeat Nevada by a score of 24-21. So those are the scores that we have tonight in Class 3A football.
All right, let's get to Class 2A. Wendell, you got him there, or do you want me to go?
No, I got him here, yeah. All right. A little computer issue, but that's okay. I can do it a little old school here. Let's start in District 1, and that's where number 2 West Lyon rolled tonight over Sheldon 50-0. Central Lyon Georgia Little Rock over Western Christian tonight 23-7. And Cherokee defeated Unity Christian tonight 26-14. District 2, and that's where number 1 Spirit Lake, they will stay at number 1 with a 49-6 defeat of Garner Hayfield Ventura tonight. Okoboji Milford over Clarion Goldfield Dows 49-21. And Forest City defeated Esterville Lincoln Central 33-27. District 3 saw number 7 North Fayette Valley winning by way of forfeit tonight over Old Lyon, as they were unable to field a team here this evening. Osage over Waukon, 42-6. And New Hampton defeated by Crestwood Cresco tonight by 1, 28-27. Crestwood gets the win. District 4 saw, Monticello over West Liberty, 28-21. Number 6, Northeast Goose Lake, big over Tipton, 36-14. And Anamosa over Comanche, 49-14. Got all finals. Still looking for Vinton, Shelsburg, and Union LaPorte City. If anybody's got that one at Iowa Score, we'll get that one to you here tonight. District 5 saw West Burlington Notre Dame over Albia, 49-7. Mid Prairie Wellman over Central Lee of Donaldson, 48-14. And Mediapolis over Davis County, 49-20. District 6, number 9, West Marshall State Center, upended by number 3, PCM tonight. PCM Monroe rolls big, 49-7 winners over West Marshall. The other final in District 6 saw Jessup over Iowa Falls Alden, 35-6. District 7, number 4, Van Meter and the Bulldogs, they roll over Centerville 54-0. Clarinda over Sheraton 47-7. And I-35 Truro, they run past the Indians of Clark Osceola 42-6 here tonight. District 8, number 8, Roland Story over number 10, Des Moines Christian 28-21. Kemper Catholic shuts out Sadell 49-0. And Greene County defeated Southeast Valley tonight 10-7. Those are all finals in Class 2A.
All right, on the coach's hotline, the head coach himself coming up. John, you got to report him in?
Yes, I do. We go to the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com. And the winner's circle with the head coach of the Lenox Tigers, Cole Bond, tonight. The number 2 Tigers are looking every bit the part in a battle of teams unbeaten coming in tonight. But coach, 55-8 over Southeast Warren. Not surprised by who won or lost, but boy, the margin of victory is a surprise tonight. That's a convincing win for your team tonight, coach. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. I played really well.
Yeah, who stood out for the Tigers tonight?
You know, we came in with a good game plan, and the boys just came out and executed. And you know, they did all three phases of the game. They did great. You know, we've always preached playing fast and playing physical, and you know, the boys came out and did that.
All right, we're talking to Lenox head coach Cole Bond. And coach, obviously your defense pretty good tonight, holding a Southeast Warren team to just a touchdown tonight.
Yes, you know, the defense played great. You know, we came in with a different game plan because I like to go spread and, you know, make lanes and, you know, do different things on the offensive side of the ball. And hey, the boys came out and they kind of contained that quarterback really well. And he's a pretty athletic kid. And, you know, he had a ball or two that they connected on. But overall, you know, they executed really well.
Well, coach, of course, the district you're in, that's a pretty heavy district. At Bedford, of course, beating a nice Southeast Warren team. Lamoni is also is pretty salty. So you're going to be well prepared for postseason by just coming through this district alive.
Right, yeah. No, it's this district is definitely getting us ready to roll. You know, Bedford early in the year really gave us some good building blocks to go into the season, and then seeing Southeast Warren this late. And, you know, got one more game left, and, you know, we've got to take care of business next week, and then we can worry about the stretch.
Very good. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the victory, and hopefully we're talking to you in the postseason. Good job tonight, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
All right, thank you. That's Cole Bond, the head coach in the winner's circle from Lennox, as the Tigers up in Southeast Warren 55-8. The coach's hotline for the Steffes Group, the nation's fastest-growing auction company. Whether you're interested in buying or selling land or equipment, visit them at steffesgroup.com.
So through 8 weeks right now, that Lennox team has given up only 40 points total for the season. And that sounds like maybe a lot, but in eight-player football, that is unheard of. Unheard of. So that defense for Lennox is performing at a very high level right now.
And the old saying, defense wins championships, is pretty true when you can do that.
But the offenses, the way that eight-player game is, as quickly as you can score, yeah, it is a little bit of a smaller, it's just a different game, and to shut teams down the way that his team is doing right now is absolutely amazing.
Okay, we go to Class 1A next. Yep. Okay, so let's start in District 1. Battle of top 10 teams tonight. Number 9, Hinton, outlasting number 4, OABCIG, 19-13. It was Ridgeview, 22-7 over West Sioux of Hay-Warren. Again, we need a score on Lawton Bronson and MVAO COU. We have a couple of scores in District 2. One of them, Sioux Central of Sioux Rapids, 43-6 over Pocahontas area. And number 3, Emmitsburg and Eagle Grove in action tonight. We'll hear the report from Y100. It's Scott Nolte.
The number 3 ranked Emmitsburg Ehawks hosted Eagle Grove for senior night, and it was all Emmitsburg in this one, winning 64-0. Emmitsburg got the opening kickoff and on the opening drive took 5 plays in only 1 minute and 38 seconds before a 1-yard touchdown run by Carson Bach. Eagle Grove goes 3 and out. 2 plays later, Emmitsburg scores another touchdown, Matt Malm to Byron Mina. On the kickoff, Eagle Grove fumbles, Emmitsburg recovers. 5 plays later and another touchdown run by Carson Bach. It was 20-0 after the first 7 minutes of the quarter. Emmitsburg led 34-0 after the first quarter. They had 5 possessions, scored 5 touchdowns. Couple more touchdowns in the second quarter to lead 48-0 at halftime. Continuous clock in the second half. Emmitsburg would add a couple more scores in the third quarter to make it 64-0. 530 yards of total offense for Emmitsburg. They were led by Carson Bach with 136 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns, all of that in the first half. Emmitsburg stays undefeated. They are 7-0. Eagle Grove falls to 0-7. Emmitsburg will be at Manson Northwest Webster next Friday. The Class 1A District 2 Championship will be on the line. For Radio Iowa and Y100, this is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Okay, thank you, Scott. In District 3 tonight, 5th-ranked Dyke New Hartford 42-0 over Appleton Parkersburg, MFL Marmac 42-6 over Denver, and Sumner Fredericksburg 54-12 over Central Springs. In District 4, top-ranked Grundy Center, now a 33-game win streak as they defeat Albernette and the Pirates 41-13. 10th-ranked South Hardin 34-21 over Hudson, and Columbus Catholic of Waterloo upends East Marshall 26-21. In District 5, 2nd-ranked Wilton, 39-20 over West Branch. Beckman Catholic of Dyersville hands number 6 Regina of Iowa City their first loss of the year, 28-15 for the Blazers. And Cascade, 34-12 over Durant. In District 6, 7th-ranked Sigourney Kyoto, 62-26 over Colfax Mingo. Pleasantville, 48-22 over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. And Pella Christian, 62-6 over Cardinal of Eldon. District 7 tonight, Woodward Granger improving to 6-1, 49-12 over South Hamilton. West Central Valley 28-16 over Ogden. And Grandview Christian, the Thunder, 48-8 over Nottoway Valley. And in District 8 tonight, number 8 Trainer 36-6 over Shenandoah. Underwood, the Eagles 41-6 over Missouri Valley. And AHSTW, the Vikings 42-28 over Red Oak. Those are the scores in Class 1A.
All right, we still have A and A player to get to, but we'll get to that after the break. Again, we started the night with 30 unbeaten teams in the state. 25 remain now as we head into week number 8, and of course 7 will be crowned champions, but that doesn't mean they will be undefeated when it's all said and done. Let's take a break, come back with more scores and A&A player. We'd like to thank those listening on ESPN Radio, AM 1350 and 102.1 FM in Des Moines, KRNT, KILR, Killer Bee Country in Esterville, on KIOW, the best mix and more in Forest City, and on KBKB, Fox Sports, 104.5 Alternative FM and AM 1360 in Fort Madison. The Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8 player. We'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy, we believe there's an athlete in all of us. Our bodies were made to move. Whether it's on the field or in your backyard, we know you'll feel better if you move better. Everyday tasks and activities can be made easier, and living without pain is possible. We're transforming lives and restoring hope through movement at Kinetic Edge. There's an athlete in all of us. Let us help bring out the athlete in you. Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy.
My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country
ready to tackle any terrain. Get behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. For a limited time, enjoy 0% APR for 60 months on select models. That's right, 0% APR for 60 months. Whether it's for work or play, John Deere Gator XUVs deliver unmatched performance and versatility. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. Visit Sinclair Tractor today and drive home a new Gator XUV. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com.
Ready to make your money work for you? Whether you're saving for that dream vacation, a down payment on a home, or securing your future, our flexible options have you covered. With competitive rates and terms to fit your needs, Midwest Heritage is your partner in financial success. Watch your money grow in a CD. Visit your Sheraton Midwest Heritage or go online today to open your CD at MidwestHeritage.com/CD. Your future, your terms. Member FDIC.
Right now, get $10 off your next $50 purchase when you sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card. Just sign up and get $10 off your next $50 purchase. With Hy-Vee Perks, you get fuel savers, members only prices, digital coupons, and rewards. And for a limited time only, new members who sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card get $10 off their next purchase of $50 or more. Sign up today, in-store, online, or through the Hy-Vee app. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
You're here for the love of the game. Now sit back, strap in. It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
All right, along with John Martins and Wendell Campbell, I'm Tony Etzeni. Jacob Briggs now at the helm of the driver's seat, but right now we still have A and A player two times around. Wendell Campbell has Class A.
And it's amazing how Jake slides right in there with Joe. He just popped one. It's like the car never stops moving. Class A, let's look at District 1 tonight. We heard from Daniel Versteg earlier as number 9, Galen Catholic. They defeated South O'Brien tonight 56-21. It was Akron-Westfield over Alta Aurelia 29-15. Sibley O'Cheedon big over Hartley Melvin Sanborn 48-14. And in non-district action tonight, MMCRU 41-18 winners over Westwood Sloan. District 2, and that's where your reigning champion in Class A, Wes Hancock, they moved to 7-0. They're now 17th game in a row. They own the single longest win streak in Class A. They get a win tonight big over Lake Mills, 60-6. Number 4, St. Ansgar, also in District 2. They roll over West Fork tonight, 53-0. It took overtime, and North Union was 1 point better than Newman Catholic, 29-28. And in non-district action there, AGWSR was upended by Bellman Clemmie tonight, 26-21. District 3, and that's where number 10, Nashua Plainfield, they are defeated tonight by North Butler, 22-0. South Winneshiek defeated by North Tama tonight, 36-44. And Wapsie Valley rolls past the Comets of BCLUW tonight, 46-0. District 4, and that's where number 7, Northland Troy Mills, they get their first loss of the season as Maquoketa Valley upends them tonight, 35-16. Postville, they stopped a 37-game losing streak tonight as they beat North Cedar 14-8.
Let's hear it for the Pirates.
Congratulations, Postville. Big win as they're celebrating on the way home from North Cedar. It was Bellevue over Starman tonight, 40-35. East Buchanan over Clayton Ridge, 33-14. District 5, and that's where Lisbon moves to 7-0, 50-7 over Danville tonight. Shout out to my buddy Todd Parker from the Pekin Wampum game tonight. As Pekin wins tonight, big 57-0. Columbus Community over Van Buren County, 48-7, and Highland over Loisa Muscatine, 41-6. District 6, and that's where your number one team in Class A, ACGC, gets the win tonight, moves to 7-0, 40-14 over Mount Air in a non-district game. Linville Sully, six interceptions as a team tonight for the Hawks of Linville Sully as they get big over Martinsdale St. Mary's, 48-7. The Hawks of Linville Sully win that one tonight. Wayne of Corden over Central Decatur, 30-6. A non-happy homecoming for North Mahaska as Madrid shows up and gets the win tonight, 41-6. District 7, IKM Manning, your number six team in Class A, wins tonight, 13-6 over Southwest Valley. It was Riverside over Earlham, 41-6. South Central Calhoun over Panorama, 41-12. And finally, in District 8 tonight, number five West Monona, they get upended by Kingsley Pearson tonight, 21-14 winners for Kingsley tonight. Number eight, Tri-Center over Woodbury Central, 34-8. And Logan Magnolia defeats St. Albert Council Bluffs, 14-10. Those are all finals in A class football tonight here, Tony.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, finish up with eight player, and take a look ahead to week number eight of the Iowa high school football season. I'd like to thank Kevin Cunningham for doing a great job of getting all those scores imported into us so we can get you all the final scores from Class 5A to A player. It's the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
Scores are coming in like hotcakes. More outcomes next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
When you apply for a loan, do they make their decisions locally? Or do they send your application off to some headquarters where they don't know you or your operation? Well, we make our decisions right here, so you get faster answers and personal service. Local decision-making helps you keep things growing. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
With the fall harvest in full swing and the crop well on its way into the bin, it's time to look forward to the 2025 crop. Soil testing with an in-depth analytical approach to determine fertility levels as well as nutrient balance is essential to growing high-yielding crops. Call Nutrient Ag Solutions for all your soil sampling needs to determine where to put your hard-earned $24 in your 25 crop. Nutrient Ag Solutions in Oskaloosa, New Sharon, Eldon, Bloomfield, and Moravia.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and outstanding acceleration and handling with cargo. All backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months, or save up to $2,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
Fall is here, and it's the perfect time to give your lawn some extra TLC from Total Scape Lawn Care. Fall weed control and fertilization services are designed to keep your lawn healthy and vibrant and prepare your lawn for the harsh seasons ahead. Late November fertilizer applications are key for promoting strong root growth so your lawn can be lush and green when spring arrives. Schedule your fall service. Give Jeff Kelderman a call, 641-295-1239, or find him on the web at TotalScapeLawnCare.com. TotalScape Lawn Care, because a beautiful lawn starts with great care.
Here we go!
From Radio Iowa, it's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now back to the studio.
Jacob Briggs now producing along with John Martinson, Wendell Campbell. I'm Tony Anseni. We just have eight player to go through one more time, second time around. The voice of the ref, Wendell Campbell.
And a big shout out to Kevin Cunningham tonight. He's been helping us all season, and he spends a ton of time in the background getting scores and everything put in. So, Kevin, appreciate all that you do and all those out there listening. This wouldn't be possible without Kevin helping us out here tonight.
And by the way, the rankings we use each and every week are those of Radio Iowa at RadioIowa.com.
So let's take a look at eight-player football here. District 1, number 3, Remsen St. Mary's. 46-game regular season win streak is extended tonight as they defeat number 8, Woodbine, 46-30. Landon Walschmidt for Remsen St. Mary's. 5 touchdowns, over 300 yards of offense by himself. Big shout-out to J.J. Johnson on Twitter for giving us the details on that one. Boudier Valley over Sioux Lane Christian, 47-12. It was Arweva and the Rockets over Newell Fonda, 34-13. And one non-district game in District 1, and that saw Griswold defeating West Harrison, 66-49. District 2, Bishop Garrigan extended their 18-game win streak, and they moved to 7-0, 52-38 winners over GTRA, and they are your defending eight-player champion coming back from 2023. Wispin Mallard over Northwood Kensett, 42-0, and North Iowa over Harrison Lake Park, 46-40. District 3, we heard from K-Way's Taylor Nitz earlier tonight as Don Bosco and the Dons win big over Turkey Valley, 62-0. Key Lansing shuts out Central Alcater, 44-0, and Riceville upends Waterloo Christian, 57-0. One district game, non-district game there, I should say, Springville over West Central, 49-7 in District 3. Let's take a look at District 4. Saw Gladbrook Rhinebeck and the Rebels pass the Indians of Clarksville, 49-8. GMG Garwin and the Wolverines over Meskwaki Settlement, 52-0 there in District 4. District 5, Edgeworth-Colesburg, 84-31 winners over Calamus Wheatland. It was Easton Valley over Midland, 61-21. And Central City defeats the Lone Tree Lions tonight, 64-8. District 6, Iowa Valley moves to 7-0 on the season with a 74-36 defeat of Waco tonight. Let's see, English Valley's up in tonight, 60-12. Winfield Mount Union over Mormon Trail, 68-8. That's a non-district game in District 6. District 7, Belle Plaine moves to 6-1, 88-0 as they roll over Twin Cedars Bussey. BGM Brooklyn over Melcher Dallas, 95-6. I don't believe those are on. Let me jump back over here. Iowa Valley over HLV Tri-County, 74-36, and Waco defeats English Valley's 60-12. Winfield Mount Union over Mormon Trail, 68-8. I thought that sounded a little funny. And it was Central City beating Lone Tree in that one as well. Let's see, District 7 tonight, Belle Plaine over Twin Cedars Bussey, 88-0. BGM Brooklyn over Melcher Dallas, 95-6. And Montezuma over Baxter, 55-44. District 8 saw number 2 Lennox tonight. We had talked to their head coach earlier tonight. They defeated number 10 Southeast Warren, previously unbeaten, as Lennox gets the win 55-8 here this evening. Number 7 Bedford upends Lamoni, 77-0. And East Union over Murray, 64-36. District 9, Audubon and the Wheelers move to 7-0 tonight at 36-24 winners over Collins Maxwell. St. Edmund Fort Dodge over Colonesco and the Royals, 43-6, and Glidden Ralston, 48-6 winners over Coon Rapids Baird. Finally, in District 10, that saw East Mills over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 50-44. Sydney over Stanton Essex, 62-20. And Camba Vanita upended by Fremont Mills tonight, 40-28 winners for Fremont Mills. Those are all finals in eight-player football.
Quick stats on Brady Bolton of Montezuma. He had 5 rushing touchdowns, 14 carries, 239 yards for the Braves tonight in that win over Baxter.
I don't know if we had this final yet, but Central of DeWitt, 40-13 winner over center point Urbana. That's in?
Okay. That's all the 3A scores then.
Okay, we got them all in now. All right, next week, week number 8, and it'll be the final week for many classes, and then working up. In class 5A, it's interesting. They've been in group play. Next week, it'll be non-group action. Then they'll finish week 9 in group play. And a couple of games highlight. Sally spoke with 3-time defending champs. They kind of righted their ship tonight, a big win they needed just to stay alive and not put themselves against the wall. They take on Dowling Catholic, who's a top-ranked team.
And I think the one word you used right there, it sums up Class 5A, interesting. It's been interesting all year. For the first 5 weeks of the season, number one was defeated in Class 5A. I think 5A this year, I don't know if it's the competitive matchups or the groups, and maybe the groups that the state have put together are really starting to work, but they're just, there's no real clear-cut front runner, and the teams that are playing well right now that don't have injuries going into this, if you can get to the dome, then anything can happen.
And Bettendorf, the only unbeaten left in 5A. Linmar takes on Iowa City, City High. That'll be another big matchup, 6-1 versus 5-2 there. In 4A, well, Decorah still unbeaten. They'll take on Weston Dubuque of Epworth. That's never going to be easy. And Lewis Central, Council Bluffs, they got away with one tonight against Winterset. They'll take on Norwalk probably for that district championship as well. John, what do you have in 3A?
I think Indianola number 7 ADM will be a pretty good game in 4A
absolutely.
As well. Yep. All right, got a few of them in 3A. This is for the district title in District 1. Sergeant Bluff Luton at Helan against the Crusaders of Bishop Helan. Both, I think, SBL, I think, has undefeated coming into this game. And this is going to be a good football game between the Warriors and the Crusaders. You've got number 5, Humboldt. They're going to try to keep the winning ways going at Clear Lake. You've got number 2, Williamsburg at Grinnell. If Williamsburg wins, they win the district title in that district. And West Delaware at Independence. Those are Class 3A games of note for next week.
And you know, going back to that District 1, that Sergeant Bluff Luton and Bishop Helan, you know, you'd most certainly like to maybe have that game at home. And Bishop Helan, I think, certainly has a little bit of an edge there getting to play that one at home.
You got any games in 2A there, brother?
I was giving scores. I didn't look at 2A.
Okay. What else you got?
I bet he's got some in 1A here.
Well,
though.
I got one in 1A for sure, and that is number 2 Wilton at number 6 Regina of Iowa City. Regina just took a knot on the noggin tonight in their 1A matchup against Beckman Catholic.
Yeah.
So three really good teams are in that particular district. Again, it's not the Beavers and the Regals will go out in Class 1A. Couple of games in 8 player, and this is a great rivalry game. Belle Plaine at home against number 6 Iowa Valley. That's out of district, but again, a great rivalry game between the Plainsmen and the Tigers. And you've got number 7 Bedford at Southeast Warren. Southeast Warren probably won't be in the top 10, but that'll be a great football game between the Bulldogs and the Warhawks.
And unfortunately, in that District 8, there's probably going to be one of those teams that's going to be on the outside looking in. Southeast Warren with that loss here tonight, if they could somehow bounce back and beat Bedford next week, that kind of puts them in the driver's seat by way of the head-to-head matchup. But really, anything can happen. Only 1 week left for 8 player.
All right, that caps up week number 7 of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show. We appreciate everybody checking in. Wendell Campbell for John Martinson. Oh, we still have 30. Okay, yeah. I thought we said...
No, we got time. We got time. No music yet.
I was looking at different fingers going up there, and I'm like, okay, I got this wrong. But again, next week, some big games going on. We started again tonight with 30 unbeatens. We leave tonight unofficially that I had counted to 25 unbeatens as we get ready for week number 8 of the Iowa High School football season.
And for week number 8, the last week of the regular season for 8 player, they're going to reseed those, and then they'll actually get a playoffs into week 9.
Yep. Well, that's it for tonight. Wendell Campbell, the ref, for John Martinson. I'm Tony Atzeni, along with Joe Millage and Jacob Briggs. We appreciate you listening to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield.
This has been the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Adzeni, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell. Presented by Bex Hybrids, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, G&P Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated, we're proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community, we are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of G&P Insurance.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss.
so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Association, the Super Bowl, the Cyclones, and the NCAA.